Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
What are you fucking retarded?
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
Snap out of
them,
will you?
Say, baby, hey. Girl, say,
No, he's not retarded.
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you, you have to talk to President Clinton? And, had you talked to him much during the campaign directly?
Probably not. I wouldn't talk to him.
Not a lot. We sort of talked past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him, collect. And well, you know, our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
No, I said no. So what?
So why are you doing it?
I'm not! I told you I was.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Shut up, shut up!
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
Welcome. 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 Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know good fellow books.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no, get them away! Get them away!
And then Dustin Hoffman has something to say to them.
Welcome.
Oh, no.
Welcome.
No, don't bring them in. Don't open the door, Dustin.
Welcome.
Stop it.
You don't want to.
Don't get out of here. Shut up.
story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
You wouldn't think them and Justin Hawkins would get along, would
you? No, you wouldn't, Rob.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome.
Say Justin Hoffman.
I flipped over the D. Isn't it Justin?
Welcome.
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 Three.
Welcome.
And one more.
Welcome.
And all the ships at sea.
You see Dustin Timberlake?
I did. Personal dietitians to Aretha Franklin, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Yeah. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike's show doing good on this Monday, February 24th. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Welcome.
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 Thank you.
We got
welcome.
You.
Welcome.
Incidentally, we didn't loop that. That was just...
How many does he give you?
Five.
Five welcomes?
Five. And then he gave us some of this.
Say baby, hey. Girl say.
Dustin.
What was Dustin Hoffman... Loaded?
Well, let's do him introduce Bruce Springsteen.
Very good.
And I'm going to prove it to you. Bruce Springsteen.
Wow. He's totally effed up.
Bruce,
welcome.
Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Welcome.
Jersey, that's close enough.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
The Grammys last night,
welcome.
Obviously.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I don't know about you, but I can't think of a more fitting way to open the show than with Simon and Garfunkel.
Listen, let's save that. We'll save that to analyze that.
You know, God damn it.
Say baby, hey. Girl say.
I looked at it for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You missed it because the best part was the best 10. The first 10 was the best part.
Really?
Well, this is how it opened up.
Welcome.
One.
Welcome.
Two.
Welcome.
Three.
Welcome.
Four. And?
Welcome.
Five.
HDNet had a concert on last night.
Yeah, you should have watched the Grammys at least.
Heart!
At least the first at least the first 10 minutes of the Grammys.
I watched well into it, probably.
The Grammys were in high def.
Were they? Yeah.
And 5-1.
Say baby, hey. Girl say.
Wow. And you thought that Rain Man thing was an act.
Yeah, he's an Oscar winner.
I don't believe that. I know Billy Joel has been all over the tabloids with a drinking issue, but I didn't realize that Dustin Hoffman.
Welcome. Welcome.
Right. Hello. We're here. Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, hi.
Welcome.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, the Grammys. Worthless. Wow. Worthless they are, but we have some great takes from the Grammys. And hi, and welcome to the show, everybody.
Pleased to say hello.
Phone number.
Worthless they are.
Please to call us at 877-365-3636 from North America. Right. From Canada, call 1-800-636-1067.
Excellent.
Amazing. And from Washington, D.C., call 202-432-1067.
We open our show to people from all countries. Welcome.
So there you go. Well, yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, welcome.
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 You don't do that if you're not racist.
Welcome.
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 Welcome, 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 welcome.
my basement.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, it's probably better I didn't see it. I like it this way better.
Yeah. Yes, you had to be there. God damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello?
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Right. Hi.
Hi, this is Josh from Maryland.
Hello, Josh.
Josh!
Hi. Hi, I just want to see if you heard Norah Jones drop the S-bomb on the air on the Grammys last night.
Who dropped the S-bomb?
Norah Jones.
The understated Norah Jones?
Yes. She was up there giving her acceptance speech. It was funny. She dropped the S-bomb, and then they bleeped out the stuff after she said. Like, they dropped
60 Minutes had, just to maintain a double standard, 60 Minutes had, the police chief. They had him saying BS.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they were dumping out every other word that Eminem said.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
And congratulations to you on your weekend.
Thank
you. Everything was well for you.
Let me just say this to you and everybody else listening.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
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 Three.
Welcome.
Four.
Welcome.
Five. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice Dustin Hoffman was chewing something the whole time? He wasn't saying anything?
It was tongue. It was his tongue.
Mike, you didn't have to see him to know that one.
My God, we're both running to get to that one.
That piece of comedy that's just, when you throw up those softballs, we take a swing at it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey,
welcome.
How about those knockers on Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani, let me say this. My son, who is a boy, has a bigger set of jugs than Gwen Stefani. She had last night.
Yeah, but she's got a great little body.
To call it.
What's up with that hairdo, though? That hairdo is weird, too. And by the way, Mike, welcome from Modesto, California.
Welcome.
Gwen Stefani's got the Betty Boop haircut, and I agree. She's got a tight body, but really, she's got like JonBenet from the neck. And I don't know what she's like down there, shaving-wise. But she has the breasts of, like, not that I'm an expert,
she's not
the breasts of a 7-year-old girl.
She doesn't fake it, though. She doesn't use the push-up bras or anything like that. You know, what you see is what you get. She's got little ones. I mean, she's not completely flat-chested.
And the only one, in no doubt, that really needs a bra is the drummer. And he was wearing one last night.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Don, buddy.
Yeah,
what's
buddy?
The day today?
Pardon me?
What's your date today? I think you might have me on the roll again.
Hold on, sir. That's the second time your fabulous phone dropped out with your important word. What is
I
the, what today?
Got the date correct. I said it was February 24rd.
What's the date today?
Forward, okay. Pardon me?
What?
My phone's a piece of crap, man. I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Goodbye. Welcome.
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 Welcome. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to kind of go back to the Dustin Hoffman thing. I mean, I was in awe the first, 10 minutes. I'm like, is this guy serious? I mean, he was seriously retarded up there. Yeah. He was ridiculous.
Dustin Hoffman, I think he was plowed.
He was on something,
He was hammered.
And going with the Gwen Stefani thing, the guy about the big knockers, there's no way. She's a two-backer. She didn't have big knockers.
No, I said that. She got the boobs of a 6-year-old.
I'm just going back to the guy that called a minute ago and was telling me. I mean, like, who is this guy? Like, what's he consider knockers?
I don't know. Here's what Gwen Stefani had to say.
Say, baby, hey. Girls say.
She has a cold.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome in, my friend.
Hey.
Hey, listen, we happened to see the Tyson fight this weekend. He knocked his buddy out, lifted him off the mat.
49 seconds took Mike Tyson to
see that fight?
To knock that guy down.
Did you hear what? Don?
Yeah.
Somebody held up a sign, said, Don and M bite my ear. I'm sure they meant Don and Mike. It's Don and M bite my ear.
Looking at the replay,
that was a Grammy right there.
And I saw the fight. I stayed up. I watched the fight, and I didn't pay for the fight.
No,
which amazed me.
It was on regular Showtime.
No, it's going to be on regular Showtime, but it was a pay-per-view fight on DirecTV, which I didn't pay for, which was amazing. I have no idea. I turned it on,
Golden Boy,
and it was on this pay-per-view channel. And there it was, and I said, well, what's going to happen is, you know, when the main event comes, they're gonna black the screen, and I'm going to have to pay for it. Right. I never had to pay for it.
Because I, like a dumbass, we were out on Saturday night. We went to a friend's house. I'll tell you about the second. We got home at about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I was thinking, it's on Showtime. And I'm going up and down on Showtime. There's every bad movie in the world. I turned on ESPN that already announced that, you know, Tyson had knocked the guy out in 49 seconds.
It happened, of course, so fast, you couldn't see it live. Then when they did the replay, it was enormously suspicious. Enormously suspicious. It seems to me that when a guy is going to get knocked out, you don't take your mouth guard out and then decide that you're unconscious.
Do you think the Black Rhino was not a 100% contender?
I thought Etienne, the Black Rhino, was going to be... I thought he was going to knock Mike Tyson out, because they showed on the pay-per-view special, and I watched all this, they showed a replay of his boxing match in Copenhagen, Germany, against I forgot what the name of the guy was, but he was a Danish fighter, and they showed this, and this guy was a big tub of goo, and he was hanging in there with Tyson, so I said, this Etienne is gonna, you know, kick the crap out of him, and it never happened. I mean, 49 seconds, you know, Mike Tyson's demonstrated in the past, he can punch like that, but I thought those days were over.
Hello.
You know, who knows?
Don and Mike.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
It was on Showtime, but it was just on pay-per-view, only if you didn't have Showtime, you can get the fight. But I think the guy laid down, don't you think?
Wait.
It was on regular Showtime?
Yeah, it was on regular Showtime.
So is that why I got it on pay-per-view, because I have Showtime?
Maybe so.
But I went to the pay-per-view channel to watch it. But I mean, it was.
But that would explain.
Why would they put it on Showtime if it was $24.95?
Well, maybe here's the deal. You got it on Showtime for free if you buy Showtime already. If you didn't buy Showtime already...
Could it be that they were running something else on actually the Showtime network, but if you own Showtime, then you got it on the pay-per-view channel live for free? Because that's who knows?
I think it was probably on regular Showtime.
There was boxing on regular Showtime.
If you subscribe to Showtime.
Because I think Showtime had another boxing match on.
Really? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'd like a clarification. All I know is I tuned to the pay-per-view channel to watch it, and now I'm totally confused.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Mike from Fredneck.
Hi there.
Hey, I didn't think Dustin was drunk. I thought it was the solemn anti-war theme. That's why I started...
Welcome. Welcome.
Right,
that's
he's
why
not...
Simon and Garfunkel was there.
Right, he's not drunk.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome. And Simon and Garfunkel, listen, now, I don't know how many times they've gotten back together since they broke up. Is this like the third time?
I think so.
Here's the thing. Garfunkel was into it. Simon was not.
Doesn't Paul Simon always look like he's not into it?
But he really looked like he wasn't into it. He didn't smile. He didn't look at Art Garfunkel at all. And the way that they had it set up was obviously massive egos, that it was the two of them standing next to each other singing The Sounds of Silence. But behind Art Garfunkel was a giant jumbotron that just had his face. And behind Paul Simon was a giant jumbotron that just had his face.
And they didn't make any eye contact? Did Garfunkel try to make eye contact?
Yeah, Garfunkel at one point looked over and
touched him.
It was like, he looked like he... At the end, I think Garfunkel leaned over and maybe, you know, squeezed the little munchkin around, but there was no great love there.
Right.
No great love there. We have a clip of the song.
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Say baby, hey. Girl say.
Okay. God damn. Who would have thought the first 10 minutes of the Grammys would be all we focus on?
What the hell is Dustin Hoffman doing? I mean, yeah. Isn't he supposed to be at the Oscars?
Hello, Don and Mike.
He's drunk.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Of course, it's the whole Grammy.
Hello from Wisconsin.
Hi there.
Five welcomes from Dustin Hoffman. Did anyone have any doubts about his primes for each of his fingers and his thumb?
Do you follow that? All I know is that is a call from the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
What did you do, like marinate your phone last night?
Goodbye. See you later. All right. Well, this is the problem now with more phone lines. We could just keep taking these dumb calls, but we're going to press on for a second.
Uh-huh. The reason Dustin Hoffman was there is that he's a New York celebrity. And they were very excited that the Grammys were back in New York. All New York, of course.
Right. That's what he started to say when he was saying that the show will be hosted by New Yorkers, including Bruce Springsteen.
And I'm going to prove it to you. Bruce Springsteen.
God.
Bruce Springsteen and the East Street.
Say, baby. Man. Say, baby. Hey.
That's close enough.
There you go.
Man, Raymond.
So anyway, yeah, we'll have a Grammy coverage, I guess, of the Grammys. I do have to tell you a couple of things that happened over the weekend. Friday night, and this is nobody's fault but my wife's, that she sets up these get-togethers with the manager. That, you know, when the other guy, when Ken was the manager,
right,
she would have Ken and his wife and their demon child occasionally come over to our house,
right,
for dinner. Incidentally, a luxury, I believe, that in the five times we had Ken over, was returned one time in 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
The one time we were invited to Ken's house, and that was when I saw the giant six-car garage.
Exactly. You know, exactly. I'm very surprised that Alan is following in those footsteps. I would think maybe he would feel that it was maybe bad luck.
Well, as you know, he is the captain of the rudderless ship.
Right. And, you know, you're not into it. You like the... I think part of you likes the tension of the evening.
I thrive on it.
I would hate it. I would absolutely... Because I was saying to you Friday, I said, hey, thanks. You know, I kind of was saying, hey, I don't envy you. Thanks. You mustn't be looking forward to this. And, you know, kind of thanking. Because there's really nothing. If you added up a list of things for me to do on a Friday, that'd be like the last thing I would ever want to do, would be to socialize with my immediate supervisor.
No, and here's what's great about it is the fact that since, you know, I'm still committed to this diet, so I'm not, I don't want to say I don't drink, because I do drink, but I don't drink
like I used to drink. Right.
And as the evening progressed, and incidentally, the line ones, just let me say this about them, Alan, Betsy, their kids, they're wonderful, but make sure you have a set end time. Make sure that when they come over, you say, all right, you're going to get here at 8. Let's plan on having you out the door by midnight. Because if you don't, I have a chance. I have a thought that there would be a chance that they would still be there this morning when I woke up.
Yeah, isn't it on the onus of the guest to say, listen, we really have to get going?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have no desire to do that. They were having a good time.
I pride myself on the fact that every time I've come into your home, I've always either been, not necessarily the first, but I've always left, I've thought, at the appropriate time.
See, here's the deal, though.
You kind of tell me, don't you, when you come in?
Yeah.
Like, you'll whisper in my ear, you know, what's the go time? 7 o'clock.
Right, well, Mike, you're great like that, and Buzz is equally great like that. Buzz will actually call in advance to say, what time would you like us to leave tonight,
very consciously.
So Buzz will say, you know, if the party starts, for instance, at 7,
mm-hmm,
Buzz will call and say, do you really want us there at 7, or is it 7:15 or 7:30?
Yeah.
And what's, same thing, what time do you want us out by? And I appreciate that about both of you guys.
Right.
Rob is a totally different animal. When Rob comes over, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the line ones, this is going to come out no way but bad, and I don't mean it.
Okay.
To come out this way.
Well, here it starts.
Would they ever leave? That's the question. Would they ever leave? They hired a car service because the weather was inclement and they were worried about black ice. And Alan hired some guy in a big, one of those Humpty Mobiles, one of those big Ray Lewis gigantic four-wheel drive things,
mm-hmm,
to bring his family over. And since he wasn't driving, he let us know that right away, that he wasn't driving,
mm-hmm,
and they had a guy that had driven them. So how about pouring me a drink?
Hmm.
So I poured him a drink, and I'll tell you that the first one I gave him was all vodka, no vermouth.
Extra double strength?
I just poured him a giant martini glass full of vodka,
mm-hmm,
and put an olive in it and gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he drank it in about 3 gulps, and then he said, it didn't have very much vermouth in it, did it? And I said, no, you got me.
Right.
He said, I'll have another one. But this time, make it a little lighter. Well,
so maybe the first drink was two shots of vodka. Maybe two and a half, three.
More like three shots of vodka.
Because you have those like
those big,
the kind that you didn't you import your martini glasses from the Poconos where you dislodged them from the bedroom where people swam in them.
Those big Fred Flintstone type goblets is what we have. Well, it was a plan because I wanted to find out what was really going on at the radio station. And I figured I'd get him bombed and get him, you know, loose on the lips. And meanwhile, I was just nursing my gin and tonic, which was actually more tonic and lime juice than actual vodka or gin, whatever I had.
So you're trying to get him drunk.
Yeah. And incidentally, you know, mission accomplished. Because by the time he was on his third one, he was heavy into the slurring, heavy into the... This is incredible. You're incredible. Guys are incredible. This house is incredible. Don, this cigar. This cigar is incredible. He came into my cave, into my little sanctuary, because at one point we broke off. His kids were with my kid. And the two wives were chatting, and he comes into my cave, and right away he got right into the seat, the main TV seat, sat himself down, and said, "So this is where it all happens." Looked around the room and said, "What man wouldn't want this set up?" So this is what it's like.
He was slurring that bad, huh?
Yeah, he really was. And that was only after his second one.
Right.
Yeah. Then actually, at that point, I became the waiter, where he said, "Refill."
Right.
It was not...
Well, there you go. Good.
It was not refill, please, or would you mind, or do you feel like freshening this up? He just held the glass up. Refill.
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 Comfortable.
Refill. So I refilled his glass and got his wife something else to drink. And I can tell you this, after getting Alan Limewand totally smashed in my home, he has absolutely nothing to do with the day-to-day operation of this radio station.
So you did your usual, you got him drunk and then went for all the intelligence gathering that you could?
And got nothing. He's got nothing.
You're just bummed out. So is that the last time he'll be at your house?
If anything, he was asking me. You know, he was. If anything, he was pumping me towards you, like.
Right.
So you think I'm going to get the gig? Do you think I'm going to get the gig? They fired Ken. Yeah, Ken's fired. Let's toast that.
Oh God.
He's
going to love you telling that one.
This is the best cigar I have ever had in my life.
Do you think Alan's sitting behind his desk right now?
Sitting under.
Saying to himself, what the hell was I thinking?
No.
Rolled up in a ball.
He'll tell you. He was having a good time. He was having a great time.
It doesn't sound like Alan. He knows the rules, though.
Hey, Al.
Hey, guys.
That was a great cigar. Don had never had a cigar like that before. Wow. What a house. And when you sat down in my chair in the cave, when you sat down, you said, "See, this is where it all happens."
Well, I think anybody would have slurred their words if they were given grain alcohol as a martini.
Well, I didn't notice you passing it back. So, overall, Alan, when you guys left, how did you rate the date?
Well, I didn't. I actually slept all the way home, so I think we talked about it the next day.
Right to bed. Home and to bed, Alan?
No, I thought, listen, you were wonderful hosts, even you, Don.
Thanks.
And it was great. We had a nice time.
Yes, so did we. So did we.
And I didn't think that was going to be the case, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Thanks. And Al, for what it's worth, neither did I.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. You know, you're not half bad.
Let's leave it at that.
There you go.
Thanks, Al.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Alan Limewand.
I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how both of you do it.
Well, you know what it is?
I don't know how the hell you do it.
It is entertainment. That's all it is.
It's your kind of entertainment.
At one point, I pulled Frida aside and I said, "This is really great. Alan's so bombed."
Right.
And she said, "What's so great about that?" I said, I'm not.
Right.
And he's bombed.
Right.
He's sitting in the other room. He's bombed. And this was when I really thought he, like, knew what was going on around him.
Right.
I said, oh, now I'm going to find out where all the bodies are buried.
Exactly.
But as it turns out,
nothing.
He was asking me more questions than I was asking him. So we have this.
Maybe he was pretending.
Oh, impossible.
Maybe he was pretending to be drunk.
I don't think he's got it in him, Mike.
I don't either.
I don't think. If he was pretending, then so was Dustin Hoffman. I don't think Dustin Hoffman was pretending, for God's sakes. Welcome. Well, yeah, this was Alan as he was leaving my house.
Welcome.
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 No, you're leaving, Alan.
No,
welcome.
Alan, you're leaving.
Welcome.
Come on, you're leaving now.
Welcome.
No. And the one thing that there was one other moment. He, when we were sitting, he was drunk, having a cigar, and he was just kind of contemplating life, and he said, so are you right today? Did you guys call Ken today on the show? I said, yeah, we tried. He said, as outstanding. That was outstanding. So that was the night with the line ones.
Very good.
And then I'm going to tell you why my wife is a better person than I am. We were up with the line ones. They didn't leave till 1 a.m. And my wife was cleaning the kitchen, doing all that stuff. 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, my kid had to go to traffic court from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And it's this totally unfair law that I was telling you about where a parent has to go with the child.
Yeah, you were talking about that, where it's really, you know, you have the driver's license, that should be your responsibility.
But they got this whole thing where they say, well, you know, it'll teach the kid a lesson if the mom or the dad is there with them. And, you know, we flipped a coin, and she lost, and a poor girl.
When did you flip the coin?
Well, it was an imaginary coin, Mike. It was.
She just took the. She bit the bullet.
She did. She said, "You owe me one," and I said, "Fine, I'll owe you one. You go take him."
Right.
She called me at about 10:30 from the courthouse.
What time was the time commitment?
8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
on Saturday.
On Saturday.
That is just about as big a drag as it can be.
In a courthouse, not even in like one of those offices when you're in a giant classroom.
Right. Right.
In a courthouse, where she's sitting like in the courthouse pew.
Right, and she has no reason to be there.
No!
This is your son's thing.
It's my kid's thing, but like the parents are being quizzed as well, and it was totally...
Oh, really?
It's totally unfair, and all I know is that for the second part, I gotta go for the second part.
Okay, so he's got two of these?
So he got two
of these. Like driver improvement program?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So she was great to do that. She got home, took a bit of a nap. Saturday night, we had another engagement. Longtime friend of ours, Dr. Tom, good friend of ours, an orthopedic surgeon, guy who did my knees, guy who did my back, guy who did Mike's shoulders.
Yeah.
Having a party. Now, he sent out an invitation about a month ago that couldn't have been nicer. The invitation said, I'm having a gathering, said something along these lines, having a gathering of the people who mean a lot to me in my life, and I just want to get all those people together.
How nice is that? That's a wonderful thing.
We got, there was about 30 people there, and a lot of them, it was awkward because a lot of them were the nose in the air type, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, hello. Oh, so you're in radio. NPR? You know.
Yeah, I figured him for more of a lively get together.
Well, these were some, you know, obviously buddies that he had who work in different fields of medicine.
So doctors.
And I'm trying to explain the show, and it was just awful doing that. And I told him I would talk about this. At one point, Tom, who was not drunk,
It
was his party, and he was not drunk. Party started at 6. At 8 o'clock, he said, would everybody please join me in the living room? So you've got about 40 people in the living room.
Right.
And Tom, with the best of intentions, took the next hour and a half to go around the room and speak about his relationship with each individual person that was there.
Icky.
Now, when he talked for 10 minutes about the first guy, I was thinking, well, maybe this has been like a guy he opened his practice with, and, you know, maybe they're going to be shorter after this.
Yeah.
Because if he's got 40 people, well, maybe let's say 20 people to go.
Right.
And he's doing 10 minutes.
He did 10 minutes.
We're talking about a rather significant time commitment.
And it was real interesting. It was interesting to watch people. It was almost like a test of people and how much they would tolerate that. After 30 minutes, and he'd not even gotten through half of the crowd, I noticed that those who had been spoken about had left.
And what's he going to do after the party's over? Is he going to go upstairs and hang himself?
You okay?
You know what? After he would get done talking about you, then you were free to leave, and then the party was really happening in the kitchen. So we're just kind of sitting there waiting for him to get to us. You know, because
so when he's telling these little things, is he directing it at that person? This is what you mean to me?
Yes. And
he's like Frasier's Christmas present.
He's saying this in front of everybody. He's saying, you don't know what this guy means to me, that this guy and I have been through all, you know, we started medical school together and we...
I mean, it's a very nice gesture, yeah. I think.
I agree, but shut the F up. So, he's at it for 45 minutes.
Don't tell me you were last.
No, here's the thing. He's at it for 45 minutes, and I gotta pee like a racehorse. And I said to Frida, because we're sitting there on the couch, kind of towards the back, I said, there's no way he's getting to us next.
He knew it. I knew it. You weren't there when he got to you, was he?
I'm peeing. I'll be right back.
You know what? Yeah, I'm just telling you, I'm sure you're being sincere, but a person could make a case for the fact that you got bored and ventured off. You really had to pee when he got your turn.
I was, Mike, I will tell you this, God is my witness on my son's life. I was bored from the first minute when he started his tributes to the individual people.
So you were actually in the bathroom when he got to you?
Well, I was waiting outside the bathroom. Here's the deal. He lives in one of these big, gigantic houses, and I was standing outside the door, and, like, I'm knocking on the door going, hey, come on, what's going on in there? And the guy is obviously taking a dump.
No.
Guy says, I'm going to be in here a while.
Main level?
Yeah, main level. I said, what? I just got to take a leak. Guy says, I'm doing the best I can in here. So I'm standing out front the bathroom because I'm weighing my options.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go wandering around this guy's house where I'm not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't want to go out back and take a leak off his deck. So I'm just standing in front of the bathroom kind of waiting when all of a sudden I hear him going, well, where is he?
Oh.
Where is he? Where is he? And the people in the kitchen go, Tom's asking for you.
Oh, boy.
So with everybody else, they were able just to sit down and have Tom heap these wonderful words on them because I had been waiting to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I come walking in the room, and I was the one then. Tom says, come here, buddy. So I'm standing up there, and he's got his arm around me, and he's saying, and this is what just kills me. I mean, and it was from the heart, and he really meant it nicely. I don't know how many of you know my friend Mike. And some people nodded, and most people didn't. He said, how many of you listen to the Don and Mike show? And I see some people, like, nodding their heads and looking around and go, well, his name's Mike, but he's really Don from the Don and Mike show. Now, at this moment, I notice people are perking up and paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going into the whole thing about how I'm not really like I am on the radio. And, you know, and he's saying such wonderful, wonderfully nice things about me.
You still have to pee?
And about Frida. And he had gone on for about 5 minutes, and I guess he would have just kept going about what good friends we are. I said, Tom, you've been at this an hour and 10 minutes. I gotta pee like a racehorse. Anyway, you know, like I was doing some kind of shit.
As you ran out of the room.
But really, I had to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, came back, and damn if he didn't take another 30 minutes going through every person in the room.
Well, certainly gets everybody a chance to know everybody else.
I warned him. You know, I said, I'm going to talk about this. And the people who knew of the show were coming up to me and saying, I hope you're going to mention this on Monday.
Sure.
And a lot of people were saying, they don't even listen to the station, but 106.7, will you be speaking about this on Monday?
Yeah. And then, oh, yeah, I'm curious. It's about me.
I'm gonna speak about this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to apologize to one broad that I'm just kind of killing time towards the end of the party. It's that thing where I was ready to go, and Frida had to find people to say goodbye to.
Right.
So I'm standing there holding our coats, and this one man and woman from Minneapolis, the guy was pleasant, and she was one like this.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so you're the radio disc jock. I said, yes, I am. Guess how old I am? I said, well, you're lovely. You're lovely. I would, I'd hate to guess. You're lovely.
First rule.
She said, really, no. I bet I'm older than you are. And I said, no, that's impossible. She said, guess my age.
I don't want to say anything. I didn't know this one, but that's an evil broad that asked that question.
Now, she was, you know, she's slim.
No, but she's evil.
Dark hair.
Any woman who asks that question of any man is evil.
The trick. She said, guess my age. And I said, I would rather not really listen.
Spider with
venom. Let's part as friends. I said, I'm 44. You're older than me, but you look great. You look. And finally, okay, all right. 60. And then she said, I am 52. It was like a nuclear bomb had gone off.
Right.
And there was this uncomfortable silence.
She wanted it.
And I gave her
what she wanted either way.
I said, you asked.
Yeah.
And then she said, how much weight have you lost? Because Tom had been talking about weight. I said, oh, 40 pounds. She said, you're still fat.
Oh, lovely.
And,
wow.
You know, she said it with a smile
on her
face.
That's what she wanted to do. She wanted that. That's what she really wanted. Mm-hmm. She wanted conflict.
Said it with a smile on her face.
Yeah, of course. She wanted conflict, though.
And then I had to bite my tongue.
Yeah,
right. You know,
blow it out your ass, Joan Rivers.
Right. So we made it out of there.
I really, you know, I will never answer that question. I will never ever answer that. Somebody told me that years ago, and I have maintained that. And you'll get women that especially if they've had a few cocktails, that question will be that subject will come up. They'll ask you, and they won't stop until you answer.
She would not
ever, and they get mad if you don't answer too. And I never answer that question.
Now, did you say 60 because she pushed, or is that how old she looked to you at the time?
She looked older.
Yeah. I thought 65.
Ah, okay.
You know,
all right.
65, maybe dyed her hair.
Well put together, well preserved.
Yeah, she looked good.
Well taken care of, well kept.
Yeah.
Lots of trips to the salon.
I believe so.
Right.
As I called her later. And
it's amazing how he can tell a story, and I can hate this woman just like I was there.
Oh, I hated her before the story. Did she look older or younger than Anna, who was our senior bachelorette?
Oh, she looked much older.
Oh, she did?
Much older than Anna did.
So she did look every day of it.
She did.
And, I hope she's listening right now.
She was one that was wondering if I would be talking about it today.
Very good. Well, now she knows.
There you go. And she was asking me, well, how do you do a show if it's not NPR and it's not sports? And I said, honey, you're going to be a part of what I discuss on Monday.
Well, let me say hi to her then.
Hello, my pretty. So we had that going on. That was Friday night with the line ones, and my wife off to the traffic thing, and then off to Dr. Tom's for this thing on Saturday night. And yesterday was just an unbearable day at home. Just unbearable because my wife was overtired.
Is February over yet?
And I was getting the jolly thing again. And frankly, I'm in circles about the jolly thing because she says to me.
That sounds like somebody at that party would say something like that. I'm in circles about it.
No, really.
Don't you know?
She was bringing up the fact that when I was referring to someone that I met at our appearance the other night.
Right.
When I came home, I said, oh, I met a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And referred to her as Leatherface. It was a woman who was obviously
right.
spent a lot of time, an older gal,
mm-hmm.
spent a lot of time in the tanning booth.
Right.
And Frida said, for instance, she said, I ask you how the appearance went right away. What's the first thing you say? Well, I met a friend of so-and-so's, old Leatherface. And I said, I was kidding. And she said, well, I don't find that funny.
Right.
And I said, but I'm trying. I yeah. said, that's me trying to be jolly. You've told me to be jolly. So the new directive that I got yesterday was, don't be jolly.
Doesn't she understand, though, that your jolliness stems from making fun of others?
She wants me to be myself. And I said, I am the same person that you met 23 years ago. And she said, I don't think 23 years ago you would have referred to a woman as Leatherface.
How old would you estimate Leatherface was?
Oh, at least 50. at least 50.
Not 60?
No.
Okay.
This is the broad of the appearance. The woman of the appearance who was with the big jugs, you don't remember, Mike. No. She was...
Come on, who are you talking to?
She was close to Tom. She was very kissing Tom, Gavin, and
oh, her?
Stuff like that of the appearance.
Oh, the one that I singled out of the crowd?
Yeah, and the blue top.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. I met her as well.
Oh, look at, Buzz not only has her name, Buzz has her age
and history,
and
yes.
the friend of a friend... That she is.
She was lovely, actually.
Now, hold on, Buzz.
God, you.
Buzz.
You.
How is it? Buzz is writing this down on an index card.
Right.
How is it that you have that woman's name, her age.
And phone number.
And how she knows the third party that knows my wife.
When we go to these things, I talk to people.
Wow.
Yeah, so do I. I never remember anybody.
So when you got home and Marcia asked you, would you have referred to that lady as Leatherface?
I referred to the lady, but not as Leatherface.
I don't think you're right about that Leatherface thing.
No, I disagree with that part.
Oh, I saw her up close.
So did I.
You guys, you and Rob love that Leatherface face term for any woman who has a tan. Even if it's a store-bought tan.
Yeah, but it was tan in a can. Or,
right.
We're going to the tanning salon a lot. Just had that.
Yeah, I think it was makeup, maybe.
Makeup. Yeah.
She was a very well-put-together broad.
Yes,
for a woman of her age.
Yeah, she had nice big jugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind
post-war.
Of a... Kind of a
What's
leather.
That?
Post-war.
Post-war.
Kind of a leathery complexion. So,
that's a dynamic I'll never understand about you.
That was the whole big thing yesterday with Frida, where I was just going back and forth like, okay, you want me to be jolly, but you don't want me to be jolly,
right.
But, you don't like it when I'm not jolly, and now you're telling me to be myself, and the latest bit of wisdom that she left me with today was that the Dalai Lama says... We are all happy inside, and that's all we can worry about is if we're happy inside or not.
You know, I have read maybe two books written by the teachings of the Dalai Lama.
Uh-huh.
If we were to, you know, with all due respect to the Lama, I will tell you, if we really, went along with his teachings, although he's got a lot of good things to
mm-hmm.
say, I don't think you and I would be able to successfully... Do this program.
There wouldn't be a show.
We wouldn't be able to do this show if we went along.
Or live our lives. I mean, at least for me.
You might be able to walk out of this studio and I swear to God, just be, you could Lama it from the minute the door closed until you got back here the next day. But you can't, it's impossible to do this radio show.
That's right.
It can't be done.
She's tired of hearing that too.
Well, you can't do it that way.
She's tired of hearing that because she says you didn't always used to be this way. And I said, I've always been this way. And then here's how the conversation ended today. As I walked out the door to come to this wonderful job, I know we got to break Charlie. I can just tell you right. She said, remember the Lama. Remember Dalai Lama. Happiness is inside. And as I got into my car, I swear to God, the last two words I said to her were, you're nuts. And I got in the car and drove away.
But you meant that in a good way, like the Lama.
And you were happy inside.
Yeah.
And really, when you ever speak about him, go with the Caddyshack pronunciation.
Yeah,
the Dalai Lama.
The Lama. So if you're wondering how the weekend was, it was great. It was full of fun and friends and ended with at about 1 o'clock today, me just getting in the car and saying, You're nuts! And shut the door and
so long!
Wow. Came into work. So you wouldn't have called that woman Leatherface, even behind her back?
Oh, no, not even behind her back.
Not even
and
behind
didn't,
her back.
And wouldn't.
Of course.
No, I'd do her.
But, Mike, you're in a different place than I am.
Well, I'm not, you like the older women. I'm not a big older woman thing, but that... You know, that is a woman who is well put together.
Yeah. I would be...
Looked very, very well, just very, like, not a hair out of place, just really together.
And her friend Kim.
Jesus Christ.
A Buzz.
You. You're nuts.
Kim rides horses.
Yeah, you're nuts. Yeah, really, Buzz, you're nuts. It's clear the line's going to call our number one, 100 right now.
God.
At 877-365-3636.
Welcome.
Welcome. We have a secret sound.
Welcome.
Worth $1,000 right
Welcome.
Now.
Welcome.
You're the 100th caller.
Welcome.
So good luck. Call in.
Welcome.
Right. And you're nuts.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio.
Cool.
Echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Wow, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
Oh, no. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
The Don and Mike show.
Agreed.
It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike show.
Say something else that my wife didn't like about me this weekend. When she came in the TV room yesterday, that was all caught up in NASCAR. For whatever reason.
Who won yesterday?
I got no idea.
The viewer.
For whatever reason. I could be watching arena football, NBA.
Right.
And occasionally hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, NFL. Mm-hmm. None of that bothers her. But when she comes in and I have NASCAR on,
right,
that's where I apparently drop to an even lower level.
Hottest, fastest growing sport in America, Don.
I love it.
NASCAR.
Boogity boogity. Just let me say that to you. My fellow NASCARians. Boogity boogity.
Dale Jarrett won.
Dale Jarrett? Ah, the guy with the UPS car.
Right.
Boogity boogity.
Who does that mean?
That's what they say at the beginning of the race. They say boogity boogity boogity. And they have all the drivers spliced together. So
right.
One after another, they say boogity.
Very excited.
Wow, it almost sounds like they're singing The Streak. Look at that. Look at that.
Yes, Ray Stevens.
Boogity, boogity. All right. A
lot of overlap there.
Time for a...
The microphone.
Call 100. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Call 100.
Yes. There they go by again. What's your name, my friend?
Greg.
Hi, Greg. Where are you from?
Manassas.
Greg, you won the Triple X prize pack. A month of mega movies and mega moments on in-demand pay-per-view.
All right.
Going for the new breed of secret agent. Yeah, Vin Diesel.
Duh.
Things I did for my country.
Triple X on in-demand.
Yes.
Pay-per-view from Comcast.
Diesel.
Cable.
Diesel.
Now you can play for $1,000 with the secret sound. A common everyday sound. We'll play it for you, identify it, and win $1,000. Please do not answer until Mike sings like...
MC Hammer.
Will you do it like Vin Diesel?
Certainly.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Oh, wait. Here's the clue.
Yes.
I definitely wanted to make this sound this weekend in my house. Let that be a clue and also set up the hammer alarm.
click, click, click.
Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and magic on the mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super.
Vin Diesel does MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, the things I do for my country.
For $1,000.
Yeah.
What does that sound?
Is it turning the crank of a mechanical pencil sharpener?
Oh.
Oh. Pretty good one. We're sorry.
No, an outstanding guest. Thank you. And please don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. Is a clue for ye. Before we get to the Grammy stuff, should know that on Wednesday's episode, we have a trip, a vacation for two to the Caribbean to give away, courtesy of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight on ABC TV. And we have a bunch of ways we could give this trip away. And we have cash as well.
Cash money.
$1,000. Now, we could, based on the response we get from the phones, we could either do husband and wife strip trivia.
That's what you had said last week.
We've never done that before. Right. We could do the nude feud. Although, you know, sometimes we have a hard time getting people to play that game.
Yeah, and strip trivia is usually the best nude game we play. Yeah.
Nude password, or we could just go with something like the big lie. So if you're a husband and wife, and you're interested in playing strip trivia Wednesday, will be the first time ever we would have husbands and wives. And I think the way that it would go would be, if the wife got the answer incorrect, the husband would have to take the piece of clothing off. And vice versa.
I like that. And we'd still separate them, though, correct?
Yeah. And the last pair, the last couple left with clothes on, would win the trip to the Caribbean and $1,000.
So we're looking for husbands and wives that want to play strip trivia together.
Right. And if you're interested, give us a call at 877-365-3636.
I have a major announcement from this weekend.
A major announcement? A
major announcement. Something very special.
A major announcement.
Yes. Yes, I'll wait for the fanfare.
Yes, Robbie, I need that the green cart.
Now, I don't want any eye rolling at the end of this saying, hey, it wasn't that big a deal. Because it was. Very significant.
And here you go.
This weekend, my entire weekend, from Friday through Sunday, alcohol free. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Not a drop.
Wow.
Not one teeny drop. Not anything. Not cooking wine. Nothing past my lips.
What happened?
No sherry.
Just didn't have anything going on. No sherry. No cooking sherry.
Hmm.
You know what? I may have put a little white wine and some pasta sauce. But it boiled off. The alcohol boiled off.
Right.
How it always starts.
Come on now. It was fantastic. Alcohol free. That's why I'm so perky today. It's not my usual Monday.
And what brought this on?
I just, you know, between my regular Wednesday night social club that I go out with, and then Thursday night.
Oh, I forgot. Thursday night was the night that ended at 5:30 on Friday morning.
It was time to take the entire weekend off, and I was very proud of myself.
Wow.
Very, very happy. Went out, had dinner with some friends on Friday, you know, at the place that I usually hang out at, and went right home.
Wow.
Went straight home to bed. What a day. And I really think I may have detoxed over the weekend. I was very lethargic, and I spent a lot of time sleeping, even when I had my kids.
So are we now...
Even in the car. I'm tired of the blackouts, too.
Are we now actually going to start counting days?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Wednesday's just 2 days away.
Okay.
That'd be what kind of foolishness do you think that would be?
Incidentally, speaking of Wednesday, you know, that's when they say the next blizzard of 2003 will be arriving.
I'm really, you know what? If we get another big one, it's lost all its novelty. It's no longer fun.
Nope.
This is like living in Buffalo now. I don't dig this.
It sucks.
I hate it.
Right?
Can't we relocate the show to South Florida?
8 to 10 inches?
Can't we like have a nice studio right on the beach somewhere?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, buddy. I'm interested in the trip to Caribbean?
Yeah, no foreigners, sorry.
No foreigner?
No foreigners.
Do you know what game we're playing?
Why?
Excuse me, do you know what game we're...
You got
Excuse me. What game are we playing?
Well, you play the husband and then wife game.
Well, no, you must be able to tell us what the game is
Well, I mean, I didn't catch it very well.
Yeah,
I mean,
you didn't pay attention, did you?
Right.
Well, I'm listening to you.
No, you're not.
I'm kind of distracted, and you know, so I just said to my wife, hey, look, you think I should call in and then...
No, listen, it takes forever. It takes forever to take off a burqa. You know what you call those things? That,
yeah, burqa, the thing where the wife is completely covered.
Come on, Mike. Come on, Mike.
That was Don that said that, moron.
Oh, okay. Mike, you know, you're my man.
Yeah, Mike.
I love you better than I do that, man.
Wait a minute. You know what I think?
Wake me up.
Are we where are you from, sir? What region of the country?
Oh, okay. I'm coming from Sylvester, Maryland.
No, but where are you from originally?
Oh, originally I'm from Africa.
Africa.
Huh. Yes, sir.
Africa.
Nigeria?
No, I'm from West Africa, Guinea.
Guinea.
Yes,
West Africa.
Yes, sir. You want to know more about Africa?
Do you know what kind of game we're playing?
Well, yes. I mean, I should come with my wife, and then, you know, you ask her some questions, and
uh-huh.
if I get it wrong,
yeah.
I take one piece of my clothes off, and if she got it wrong.
Right. And, you know, she would have to take her clothes off as well.
Yeah, she was listening with me in the car, so she said, yeah, go ahead and call. Right now, she just ran to the store.
Is she beautiful?
Oh, yes, she's gorgeous, man.
All right, hold on.
Does she look like Iman?
Well, you'll see. When you see how you find out.
We'll see.
Oh, no, that means no. That means National Geographic, Mike. That's what that means. But hold on a second. We take any and all callers for strip trivia.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I really didn't think he understood the concept
Hello?
Of the game.
Hi.
Don?
Yes, and Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, when you come out, when you move to Sacramento, you don't have to. You can put those lizards behind you. So, I wanted to let you know that. And Don, the question I had for you was: at what point during this past weekend?
Hold on. What did he say? What was the first part?
Behind us.
Put what behind? You know, when you make something, when you're going to say something that you can't either pronounce or is not clear, don't stampede ahead into the next phrase. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, slow down.
The blizzards will be behind you.
And it really didn't come out as blizzards, did it?
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. But I was curious at what point during Don's weekend was he looking forward to turning the mechanical crank on the pencil sharpener?
I was wondering at what point I was considering hanging up on this phone call.
No.
Unfortunately, I don't have a time machine, and I can't go backwards in time. However, congratulations, sir. You alone have restarted Mike and Rob doing...
They own it again!
The Sacramento Day.
It's theirs! It's theirs! You own it!
Thank you!
You speak for Sacramento!
You've earned it,
Mike. Can I bask in the glory for a moment?
You! No, not at all.
Seattle,
you've relinquished your crown again. They're back!
Besides the usual flick in his boogers at the microphone. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Part of the band.
And could there be any better example of a Sacramento caller than that last guy?
So listen, if you really do get 8 to 10 inches of snow Wednesday into Thursday after the last blizzard, I don't think that I could stand being snowed in again.
Yeah.
I really don't think so.
Yeah. Well, if we have advance notice and it's not on the weekend, you know, we probably do what we used to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Snow party.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean...
Hotel time.
Yeah.
Where would it be? Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Breezeway, here we come. Yeah. You know what? Let's make it a good one.
Yeah.
We got to make it one where they... You know, let's make it a real good one.
Yeah, real nice.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Right. You got it.
Huh?
Around here?
Well, around here. I mean, the only thing you have to do is you have to be close to major arteries that they plow first.
Right down to the Key Bridge.
That's too far away. You can get one out in Tyson's Corner.
That's fine.
Tyson's Corner, you know.
Nice.
The Ritz-Carlton!
Hyatt at Fair Lakes is very nice.
You know, now everybody's going to know where we are.
No,
it's
going to
be process of elimination.
No, because we always use the fake names.
Breezeway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Comfort Inn.
Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Nick from New Jersey. I just did the most moronic thing today.
What's that?
I went to a car store to buy replacement speakers for my car.
Yeah?
Little 3.5-inch speakers, and I thought they were going to be $9.
Yeah?
They're usually around $15. I spent $90 because I didn't look at the receipt.
Well, how is that? Did the speakers cost 10 times?
There wasn't a tag on the speakers,
on the box, I should say.
Right.
And so I thought they were $9 because the guy at the counter told me.
Well, I mean, did you replace them with the proper speakers? I mean, did they just happen to cost more than you thought they cost?
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, I mean, so you wouldn't have been able to find speakers for $9, right?
No, actually, if they were just factory replacement, I thought they would be.
But wait, hold on a second. The speakers cost $90, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not like there's some speakers out there that the mistake you made was because, you know, you didn't get the proper speakers. You got the standard speakers that replace your speakers, right?
But you thought they cost $9.
Where did you get that number?
$9 is what me and my buddy thought we heard him say. And we're used to paying around $15 for little speakers like that.
Where? All right, well, all right, Mike wants to keep with this. I got a
Sacramento caller that's got me all.
No, this guy's from New Jersey.
No, but it's the Sacramento caller that's got me in this inquisition mode.
But here's my thought. My question would be, if you get up to the checkout and you think you're going to be paying $9 for an item and they charge you $90, why didn't you just say no thanks?
That's why I'm a moron, because I didn't look at the receipt before I signed it.
But I get back to the original premise that those were replacement speakers for the ones that were already in your car. That's the going rate for them. So you and your friend have not said, well, hey, we saw them at one place, or they were advertised. You just thought you heard $9 when, in fact, I don't know where you could get the cheapest speaker in the world in a car for $9.
But wait a minute. Regardless, you thought you were paying $9. It was $90. You didn't even bother to look at the thing or the guy, or when they rang it up on the cash register, you didn't notice that it said $90?
Turn your radio down, please. Can you turn your radio down?
Yeah, it's all the way down.
Speakers work.
Okay. When you got up to the checkout, you know, normally on the cash register you can see the amount. And then when they give you the...
You're listening to the Don and Mike show.
This is pretty funny.
This is why I called you guys, because I knew you'd get a kick out of it.
When they give you
know, it didn't start out that way, but now it's starting to be funny.
When they give you the thing to sign...
Right.
It clearly says the amount.
Well, I mean, I've certainly signed, you know, an occasional credit card receipt without, like, meticulously going, assuming I knew what the cost of the item was. And I would imagine that, you know, if you thought... it was going to be $9. You see the $9, you just fire it down there. I really, the last thing I want to do is give this guy the benefit of the doubt, because I hate the idea that he thought that they were $9.
No, he's not retarded.
Okay, so
listen, you know.
So listen, how are the speakers?
Oh, I didn't put them in. I'm bringing them back.
Well, what are you going to replace them with?
It's just the one speaker that's blown, so what I'm going to do is go on Pep Boys, and I can get them a lot cheaper than $90. I know that. I've seen it for cheaper. That's why I know that $90 can't be.
You didn't say that before. You say you've seen them for cheaper?
Right. That's my mistake.
How much have you seen them for?
I've seen replacement speakers, factory replacements. These were aftermarket. So I've seen factory replacements for as cheap as $15,
$20. Well, now you're talking.
There you go.
Well, you just take them back then. That's easy.
Just return it.
There you go.
Okay, problem solved.
All right.
Do you have your receipt?
Yes, I do.
Good man.
Very good. You know, they charge you, they just charge you about a 30% normally on return merchandise out of a regular auto shop.
Okay.
No, come all right, on, now you're supposed to go, really? Because they don't. I was making that up.
Well, I looked on the street, and they may not take it back because, I don't know, it said something about an open box. I didn't open the box, but... The guy who showed it to me, he had opened the box himself, so I may have an issue there. But
do you want us to help? Do you want us to call the parts department?
You know what? I'm going to bring it back tomorrow. If I have an issue, I'll call you guys back.
Call us back, sir. That's why we're here. On your side.
That was my friend.
There you go. Say hi to your friend for us.
See you later.
See you tonight.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye.
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 What?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Well, you didn't follow that, Buzz?
What are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
That sounds like something my husband would do.
If your husband was 12.
Well, no, even though, I mean, he'd make me take him back and look like an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say something about Frida and the whole Leatherface issue.
Yes.
Is it that funny?
I'm just looking at Don's face as you're talking to him.
No, yeah. My husband does that, too. I mean, he is constantly cutting on people. And I say, why can't you just be nice?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just,
Well, why don't you throw him out of the house? Divorce him.
I've tried.
What do you mean you've tried?
No, I haven't. We just, all right. We've only been married 2 years. We're not allowed to.
Trust me, if you really want it to happen, it'll happen.
Well, that comes with being married for so many years, like Don and Frieda, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So many years, so close to, just one day, just having my fill of it. Just one day, waking up and just choking her to death.
Oh, my.
Wow. I feel that way, too.
But it's just my general good nature.
Your jolliness.
That keeps me on the right side of the line.
Mm-hmm. The law.
Well, I mean, I live in Delaware, and I almost killed my husband over the blizzard time also. You know, spending time together, being locked up in the house.
You get the impression this woman has more to offer than she's giving us. You seem like you want to say a lot. You really want to talk about your husband. You want to talk badly about your husband. Why don't you just let it all out of your system? Is he bad in the bedroom?
Nah.
Come on, tell the truth.
Sometimes.
Sometimes
he's bad in the bedroom. Okay.
Yeah. But he did not wreck the car, though.
And what else don't you like about him?
Oh, I love him to death, but he's my father.
See, she's dancing. What she's doing here is she's dancing around talking about you and what you had happen over the blizzard, and then she'll throw a jab in at her husband, where I think really to help herself, she needs to purge all this venom she has for her husband.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on, do you feel like that might be accurate?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So what else?
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, let me see. It's, you know, it's always about money. Don't spend any money. And,
right. Yeah. And incidentally, how much of the money do you earn?
A little more than half.
Oh, more than half.
Oh, got me there.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know
you got him there.
Situations like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's... And so I say, well, I'm going to go buy this. Well, no, you're not. I said, and I always throw that in there. I earn more than you.
Oh.
So he doesn't like that.
Now, you're thinking about splitting up, and you own, more than half of the assets.
Yeah.
You know what your husband might call that?
Happiness! You must work a good corner. You must have one of the best corners in Delaware.
Well, I'm at the very bottom of Delaware, so yeah, on the peninsula.
On the peninsula.
You didn't even get that, did you?
No.
No.
I'm calling you a whore.
You worked a corner.
Oh, be quiet.
That was Rob.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
If you worked on a corner, you would be standing out there as cars went by.
So you really earn more than half?
Pretty much, yeah.
What do you mean, pretty much?
Well, he works a part-time job, and that brings him up to where I am.
Or more?
No, it's about the same.
Okay, so...
So he's double-dipping? He's working his ass off at two jobs?
Yeah.
Or...
Rob.
What?
I'm going to get you.
I'm surprised he doesn't work three jobs, spend more time out of the house.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my.
What?
Goodbye.
Bye.
I thought that went well.
I liked her.
You know what? It's February. People are just squirrely.
Yeah, we are.
I love it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I do.
Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Calling for a strip trivia?
Hey, there you go.
With your wife?
Yes, sir.
Really? Really?
Really.
Why are you pausing? Are you paying attention? Are you focusing?
I am focusing.
All right, hold on. I'm not even going to ask him the questions. We'll get the information and find out if he's on the level.
Yeah, he joins the gentleman from West Africa.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Allison.
Hello, Allison.
How are you?
We're great.
I'm trying to sign me and my husband up for strip trivia on Wednesday.
Now, these are what I like it when the wives call.
Oh, there
I
you
really
go.
Do.
Very nice. That's Wednesday for you and your husband.
Yes.
With the trip to the Caribbean and $1,000.
Yes, that's okay. Very nice.
All right, hold on.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Allison?
I have no idea. My cousin called me Jennifer Lopez once.
Oh, you got the big ass, honey?
I guess. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I just had a baby, so that might have to...
Oh, so you're all stretched out.
Actually, no. I'm back to almost my size.
Really?
So it's very nice. He's a month old.
And your husband's okay with this?
He's the one. He's like, hey, do you want to? I was like... Trip to the Caribbean sounds good to me.
I like that.
You have the nice mommy boobs?
I do.
Mm.
And that's what I'm worried about is if I have to take off my bra and I just might leak all over the place.
Are they leaky?
They are.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. You just found somebody's wheel.
Baby.
He's got all the magazines.
You bet I do.
Logs many, many hours on the internet.
Lactation monthly. My erotic online newsletter.
Don't talk about the butt, but boy, you get him on the lactation.
Yeah.
Donnie's lactations. All right, listen to the Grammys were last night. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Grammys.
Welcome.
Welcome, Dustin.
Welcome.
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 Okay, welcome. Say baby, hey. Girls say. Okay, do you want to hear more Dustin Hoffman?
I want to hear all of Dustin Hoffman.
We got to take a break,
A break first.
We do have Dustin Hoffman's entire slurred speech.
I can't wait. I didn't see it on the Grammys. I'd love to hear it.
As he discusses Simon and Garfunkel and his screws up Bruce Springsteen's name. Then we have him introducing Simon and Garfunkel. You know, they had this rule that you couldn't make any anti-war statements. And guess...
Is that why Avril Lavigne or Lavigne or whatever her name is, when she opened her jacket up, is that why they didn't show it?
That's why they shot it from the back, because as she opened
up... Say no war or something like that.
Same thing, and on Sheryl Crow on the...
What the hell's that all about, that they had a rule that you couldn't...
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, ask Les Moonves, Mike.
Well, tell Les Moonves he could go back and like maybe work in the Soviet Union.
It was a CBS thing, and the...
guitar strap.
The guitar strap that Sheryl Crow had said something like no war, so I don't know if you caught it, they would either have a very... wide shot where you couldn't read what was on the guitar strap, or it would just be an extreme close-up of Sheryl Crow.
And her hair covered up the word no, so all you could see was war.
I don't care, you know, whether you're pro-war or anti-war, that's completely way out of line.
Yeah. But idiot Fred Durst did manage to get in the only anti-war sentiment, and also made up a word.
Really?
He uses the word agreeance.
Agreeance.
We have no idea what that means.
I mean, in the past, haven't you seen award shows where people have made their little political statement and made a protest and they haven't censored it out?
Yep. But this was a whole big deal saying that they were not going to allow that.
That's completely out of hand.
You know, say that, listen,
whether you're pro-war or not, I don't care. And you know what? I'm skewing more towards, especially after watching 60 Minutes and what he does to his own people. But I tell you, that to me is just, that really is. That's like totalitarianism.
Well, that's CBS. And
CBS.
Need we say any more? And the other really funny thing I thought was, you know Letterman's announcer?
Yes, Alan Coulter did the announcing for the Grammy.
Yeah.
He did a great job, too. David Letterman.
It was funny. It's funny hearing him do that.
Yeah. The only thing I was thinking when I heard him doing the announcing, has he done it before?
Never.
Has he ever been one of those guys like, the 25th annual?
I don't think so, and I think it was just like cost-cutting that he's there.
In New York.
You know, he's in New York. He works for CBS. Mm-hmm. What the hell? Have him do it.
I'm Helen, anti-war culture.
We've got some highlights from the Grammys.
The same CBS booking that I think had Paul Schaefer doing an announcement, and also, I don't know what he did because I missed his part, but, of course, our buddy, Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James, with his hat that seems now to be fused onto his head.
Kevin James came out with Ja Rule, and if there is a more odd couple pairing...
Amen.
I don't know. And a bulletin to Kevin James. The limited applause was not for you. Because his whole thing was, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. New York.
Yeah.
New York.
And has he had that hat on since the Pebble Beach golf tournament?
And he wears the Sam Jackson kangaroo backwards hat.
Somebody told him he looked good.
Was he as out of place as Ed Bradley introducing the Bee Gees?
Do you think? Oh God, that was.
Oh, great. And listen, Morris Gibb has to be rolling over in his grave.
Oh,
that those faggots in sync were the ones that were chosen to sing the tribute to the Bee Gees.
Wow. Yeah.
And at one point when they were doing "Stayin' Alive," Justin Timberlake, here was his contribution. He was the guy standing there going,
right, beatbox.
P.U. I spit on you. I'm faggot in sync. You know, I mean, not that the Bee Gees is the greatest band ever.
Right.
But they deserve a little more respect.
Yes, I agree.
Than that. The one guy's dead.
I know.
And they bring up his son, which was a nice moment, and then they ruin it with NSYNC.
Well, we could go on and on about that.
What did that dick say? but he got up. Who did Justin Timberlake get up there with? I know you want. Charlie, just tell me who he got up there with, and I promise I'll break.
I didn't watch it.
Whoever he got up there with, he said, I promise not to grab your ass again.
Oh, was it?
Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Her. Ed Bradley. It was. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus. Where to start this piece of shit?
They're not only bastards, they're tasteless bastards. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That is right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Oh, somebody was there, now they're not.
That style tone, let me try this one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John.
My wife and I are going to sign up for your strip trivia.
There you go.
Beautiful. Hold on. Get your information. Now, Mike, let me return this who I think it is on the hotline. Hello?
Daddy-o. Can I say something real fast? Before you start your show again? I know I'm not interrupting anything.
No. You know, we're back on, honey.
Okay. But they don't have the keys. They think you're getting somebody else to tow it. They don't. They're waiting for it to appear.
I told the guy that the keys are in the door.
Well, they think you're getting somebody else to take care of it.
Why would I have stopped by the...
Maybe, I am telling you what they told me. You had a miscommunication. I don't know why you're arguing with me. I didn't witness the communication.
Okay. So what would you like to do?
I don't know. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
I thought that went well.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that was about.
Glad she called on the air with that, though. Really glad she called on the air with that. Thanks, honey. Oops, hold on. What am I doing here, Robbie?
You know, this is a classic song by the late Frank Sinatra. Also the theme to Married with Children.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
You know, give me just a second.
You forgot to say I love you.
Yes, that's exactly right, Rob. Thank you for picking up on the fact that I was speechless at that moment. And we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes.
I thought that was James Brown.
Charlie, did you bring...
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I thought you were busy.
Well, obviously not that busy.
Well, once again, I'm sorry to have called you on the air, Sugar. I didn't want to go all the way back home because I knew the place you thought the car was going would be closed soon. And thank goodness I didn't wait till I got home to call them because they're not going to get it.
Okay, well, then my question would be, and I'd be glad to call them during the commercial break, why I stopped today, filled out
the
form.
Are you asking me? Because they have a ticket on it, so it's ready. You know, I wish you would learn, you know, the language. It comes in very handy, but I understand when you're new to a place, it's hard to communicate. And it's not like it's your business or anything, that, you know, communication. So
why is it, question, time out. Why is this my fault? Did I stop by the place that I said I would and ask them to do this
thing? Handle it? I would think the answer would be no.
I'll tell you very quickly what happened.
I don't want to know, Sugar. I really...
No, I'm talking to the people who are listening on the radio.
First of all, I got to go get the keys out of the car because, you know, we shouldn't just be leaving keys in a car. That we're talking about on the radio.
Where would the car be located?
No, well,
that's a joke. That was just a joke.
goodbye. I'll let you know when I have handled it. Bye.
All right. There we go. And that is simple silence in your drumming now. You're drumming. You don't look happy. You don't look particularly happy right now.
You know, I really, there are some days that really I think, what the F am I doing? What the F am I doing? There's a situation with a vehicle which had been not mine, not hers, somebody else's, in a snowbank this morning. The car was stuck in the snowbank.
Yeah.
So I went and rescued the person whose car was stuck in the snowbank.
Right.
Took the keys to the car, put them inside the door, because this car is so wedged in a snowbank, ain't nobody driving away.
Right.
Went to the car place, to the gas station, told the guy the situation.
Yeah.
Where the car is.
Right.
And where the car keys are, so that when they dug the car out, they could tow the car out.
Is this your car?
No. It's my kid's car.
Okay. All right.
It's my kid's car. So she's bitching at me. Like, I've done something wrong. I went, got him this morning.
This is so real. This is very real right now. This is very, very, very... This is more real than normally the real part is.
Well, I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
And I don't mean to be... I don't mean to be laughing.
I'm so goddamn sick of this. Well, it's another detail that you didn't handle. No. Listen to me, C-word. I did handle it. I went and got the kid, took him to school, went back to the car that was in the snowdrift, took the key, put the key in the door, because I could give the location of the car now,
right,
and a car thief could not move the car.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the gas station, filled out the form, gave him my name. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter. We go there all the time.
Right.
But did all the paperwork. Told him exactly where the car was located.
And told him to go get it out?
Yeah, and told him exactly where the key was. The key's inside the door. Not my friggin' fault that the idiot at the gas station effed it up. And that's why I'm pissed.
And that is the end of that.
You know, I really bust my ass. Listen, I'm a loser, and I'm an F-up, and I'm a dick. But I try to get some stuff right. I'm just tired of this crap. I'm tired of being run into the goddamn ground. Just another thing I have to handle. Another thing I have to handle. Well, how would you have handled it differently? Kids in a snowdrift. Go pick him up. Car can't be moved. Leave keys in a safe spot. Go to service station. Tell service station where car is.
So they could send, like, over a piece of equipment to get it out.
Yes.
Right.
Where the car is.
What other reason would you have had to go into the service station other than to give them that message to get the car out of the bank?
None. We have no reason. Not my effing fault. She's tired of hearing that, though. Not my effing fault. Nothing's my effing fault, according to her. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay. We're back. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Well, right before that, didn't we get a call for strip trivia?
Yeah.
We did.
Let me see. I got to focus, Mike. I got to pull myself together. This is all too real right now for me.
Well, you know, it's time for you to get real, real going for a change.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Huh.
Are you going to play strip trivia?
Yes, I am, with my husband.
There you go.
You know, we're not doing what we normally do, at least with the women. We're not asking this.
Because I don't believe any of these people are going to show up.
Now, stop.
I'm going to show up.
This has nothing to do with my fight with Frida notwithstanding. I'm not going to go through the episode of Strip Trivia of asking all these people, and then come Wednesday, have two people out of the 25 we've asked actually show up.
Yeah, I'm going to show up, Don.
Well, we've had that before, you know, where we've had, but we just get a lot of people to do it. We have, you know, we oversell it. That's how we.
I know.
I'm having a day. No, you are. I've had my share.
I'm having one F of a day.
I've had my share of those. I sure hope yours doesn't, the end of your day isn't like the end of mine.
No, it won't. It won't be, you know. But Jesus Christ, give me a break. Jesus Christ.
Maybe if I had purged like you just did
what else
on the air, maybe mine would still be
you know, how else? How else would a man of the house handle the situation other than go there with my superhuman freaking strength and lift the car myself out of the snowdrift?
You know, even you would say, though, at the time that the priority is strip trivia. Whenever we get anybody, did we put this person on hold and get them?
She's there.
No, wait a minute, guys. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a woman.
She's a woman, Mike.
And then, would you like to know the celebrity I most resemble?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dustin Hoffman.
I know. You see, bad timing.
Bye-bye, right.
Hey, you called that, though. Even when you said you were losing focus, here was I thinking it was actually a woman.
Gotcha, 202-556. Don't forget, I got caller ID on all these numbers now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dumbasses. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to point this out again, but this last time you talked to Frida, you forgot to say I love you when you hung up.
I did.
Mike,
yeah.
It's your job.
What, to remind him to say I love
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
You know, you're right, sir. I was shirking my responsibilities. Yeah. Don, have I ever told you to say I love you to your wife? Maybe I have. Probably in the 18 years we've been doing the show, I reminded you to do that.
I'll call her back now. Although, watch the attitude this time.
Yours or
hers? Hers, not mine, hers. She'll be extra double pissed with cheese.
That's what I'm going to order the next time I go into McDonald's.
If she,
I'd like an extra double pissed with cheese.
If she picks up.
That might not be happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I might have to just leave the show right now just to make sure I can go handle this. Since obviously I effed it up real bad this morning. Or you know what I might do even better?
What?
To get this off my chest. Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Why don't you give me the number of this gas station?
Very good.
Yeah,
that's where maybe we should deliver the ire.
And let me make a call off the air.
Just talk to them and get the situation taken care of.
Exactly. You know, what didn't you guys understand when I came by your establishment at 9 o'clock?
It sounds to me like the attitude of, I didn't know. That's always the, you know, the work ethic.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm going to go in and tell them all this just to tell them a story?
Seems to me if that was your mission.
Have them look up my information on the screen.
Was to go to the gas station to... What was the mission? Just dig it out and leave it there?
What I told them was, dig it out and bring it to the gas station.
Okay.
So I said, you bring it to my house or you can bring it to the gas station.
Okay.
Either one is fine.
So it's not right. I don't want to say where it is. All right.
No,
sorry, that was dumb.
No. Let's see. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, we're here to play husband and wife strip trivia.
Are you on the level?
Am I on the level?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Yeah, we're on the level.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your wife with you right now?
Yes, she is.
Can you put her on the line?
Yes, sir, Linda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Is this Linda?
Yes.
Hello, Linda.
Linda, this is Mr. Cleaver.
Linda, you want to really play strip trivia?
Yeah.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I heard Lucy Liu.
Oh, Asian hottie.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right, hold on. We'll see you Wednesday.
Okay, great.
Okay, because it's husbands and wives playing for the trip to the Caribbean and $1,000 in cash.
That's a great prize.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That was your wife. She asked you not to call this number.
Why?
She didn't go into that.
Oh, no. I certainly wouldn't call. It would be that one-way thing.
Yeah, they'd be off the air.
where you wouldn't hear me. You know, I mean, you wouldn't hear them. You'd only hear me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be curious why I, you know, she's the one that brought that up on the radio.
I'm saying I'm handling it. Please don't call it, because all that will happen is when I do get it there and I've got the key in it and I'm going to get a tow truck, it'll make it awkward for me. So don't call and yell.
Okay, but don't call and yell at me. How else would you have liked me to handle that beyond...
Well, what they said, if you want me to go into the whole story, is that what they told you was that they couldn't tow it because it wasn't even in the... It's not in the same... You know, it wasn't in their area. So it would be better if you had someone else told
tow they did
it
not, they did
and,
not, they,
and tow
that,
it in there. You told me...
That's why I want to call, because I'd be curious...
Please don't, because I'm telling you, when you do that, it makes... Since I'm the one now who has to handle it, tell them it when you pick up the car. Tell them another time, but don't make it awkward for me. It's already...
But the thing is, when I talk to you, you're making it out like they're telling the truth, and I'm the one that's making up a story.
Well...
So what do you think? I made up going into the place today?
No,
that I made
up. They told me they have a ticket on. They told me they're waiting for it. They told me what, you know, they kind of expected you to have gotten it in there by now. So,
well, I went in and asked them to tow it.
And they told you they couldn't, that it wasn't, they didn't really tow in this area.
Right. That's why I'd like to call, because
well,
I'd like to know.
I'm asking you, please don't. Because I don't want to go take it to a place, you know, I just let it alone. And thanks for calling me the C-word. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling up and running me this attitude like it's another hang up.
Does the car need to be serviced?
No. It's in a snowbank.
So if they have a ticket on it, why would they have a ticket on it if they weren't going to tow it? The only way that they were going to be charging you was going to be to tow it, right?
Correct.
So why would they have a ticket?
I don't know. I can't call Mike.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just seems, you know.
Because it would be awkward for my wife.
And, you know, if they charge you, there's no jurisdiction for towing.
I know there's not.
You know, I mean, and I'm just taking the facts of, you know, I don't think either you or your wife have said one thing anyway. I'm just listening to the facts, and it sounds to me as though whoever's at this particular gas station is spinning a little yarn.
Well,
so that would be my impression.
I just wish one time my wife would take my side instead of the side of a stranger. You know, I'm so goddamn tired of, well, I'll have to handle it again. Another job that I'll have to handle. I'm doing the best I can to handle these things. I truly am. You know, I told her a while ago. This, you know, she's been through a lot of crap with me, and God bless her, I love her. But this is the best me you're going to get. It don't get any better than this.
That should be the title of an album. The best me you're going to get. I can see you and I both on that cover of that album with the tuxedos on, you know, with just nice little smiles. The best me you're going to get.
I'm sorry. With all my foibles and all my faults, I'm trying the hardest I can.
I know. Everything's going to work out for the best.
I know. It always does.
Everything's going to be fine.
Just right now.
You're really starting to upset me.
Right now, today, I'm pissed.
You're really starting to upset me. I'm sorry. You're making me relive a lot of stuff here. You know.
Well, see, no, it's not like that because, you know.
No, you keep going, it could be.
This is how I know.
Right.
I've been through this with her before.
Okay, all right.
This is just how it. Right now, I'm pissed.
You don't get that pissed on the. Well, I guess, I mean, who knows?
No, I'm pissed because she called and. The thing is, this is something that should have been off the air. I never even brought this this whole thing up on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But she called up on the air and laid that whole thing on me about, well, you know, it's just a job that I'll handle. Meaning she'll handle it. When I handled it! But don't call the place. You know.
You're right. You know what the important thing is?
Even though they got a ticket for it.
Do you know what the important thing is here?
What's that?
Are we still taking calls for strip trivia?
Yes.
Husband and wife strip trivia.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Man, that sounds like the conversation I used to have with my ex-wife. You poor guy.
You know what, sir? Listen, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are thinking on those lines, but it's not necessary to vocalize those sentiments.
Let's get to the fun stuff. We want to play strip trivia.
Yeah, forget it. How you like that, huh? How you like that? Not everything is an extreme.
No, it's not life.
May I tell the rest of you guys out there, not you, Mike, because you're having fun.
Right.
But the rest of you guys out there, I still love her. I'm not doing nothing. She's not doing nothing. But I'm pissed.
Yeah, but everybody gets pissed now and then.
And she's pissed at me.
And that happens.
Whatever. What the F ever.
Hey, hello. Hey, baby.
Don and Mike.
Don.
What?
My heart is going out to you. I do the exact same thing Frieda did to you. And I'm just feeling so bad for you.
All right, shove it up your ass.
No. Oh, now.
Thank you.
Come on.
Say, baby. Hey. Girls say.
See, that's what you needed. You needed some Dustin Hoffman.
All right, so anyway.
You needed Dustin Hoffman.
Let me see.
There it is.
Let me see. I don't want to take all these calls. What is this? You got a call or you're in trouble? What is this? Jesus Christ. Hello, Ian.
Yeah. You got to call, Don.
Got to call who?
You got to call the gas station. You have to.
In all seriousness, if you were listening, and I'm going to interject it, and he knows, Don knows this, your wife specifically asked you not to do that because it would put her in a weird situation.
She's not going to believe you, Don.
Hey, you know that. See, this guy's just trouble.
Right, you just want the fight to go on.
Stir crap up.
Listen, trust me. If you want to see the fight go on, I should sell pay-per-view for cameras in my home.
Hey, you know, it's been proven to work.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, stop being such a baby.
You know what you need to do? You need to get some more pets, though, if you're going to do that. You have to double up your dog the dog quotient.
Really? How should I?
Now, recognize what you're getting now are the guys that are trying to stir crap up.
Right.
That's all they're trying to do.
I know that.
And normally, you can handle it. This is not a good time to handle these calls. Because they're working you, and they're going to be able to work you. They're going to work you into a frenzy.
No, watch, Mike. I don't think so.
All right, very good.
You just got to let it roll off your back, man.
Right, like you. I got to be a smooth customer like you.
Don't let the little stuff get you down.
Right. Like you, right?
Yeah.
Don, I see it on the screen. This man is a certified psychologist. No, I'm just joking. This guy's a moron.
I don't know he's a moron. All right, thank you.
Hey.
Goodbye.
Hey!
Hang up.
Say, baby. Hey! Girl, say.
I bet he was having a bad day.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Okay. Come on. Do you really have to ask?
Well, I have to commiserate with you because I get the same thing from my wife, who I love dearly, but it's always something they have to handle while we're at work handling everything else.
I speak from experience that having a situation crop up either right before or during work was always
not good.
Toughest thing to handle, especially in this line of work where you've got a short period of time compared to the average work day, but it's a pretty intense period of time.
Oh, you're dealing with time constraints and you just can't deal with it. One more thing. Let's just pile on.
I think I'm inadvertently doing what I didn't want to do by doing what I just did.
You are.
But it's, you know. No, but I understand whatever. Whatever.
Well, I just wanted to wish you good luck.
I look at myself in the mirror every morning, and I try to answer these questions.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, man. Call the gas station. You know you want to call them.
This is another guy that really is not, perpetuate.
Come on, I'm with you guys.
No, see, here's the thing. You don't track with it. I on one level, do agree with my wife that I've laid out my case as for what I did or what they did. It would serve no purpose now if you heard me call them and just yell at them.
No, it would serve only one purpose. That would be, the fact is, whatever the circumstances are, your wife is going to have to go, and obviously is on the way, to going to this gas station, and it would make her uncomfortable because, right. I mean, and that, you know, that's, you know,
correct.
That's just logic.
So yeah. There's no point. I mean, my point was I thought well expressed.
I would definitely, you know, take it up with them at a later, you know, no need to, you know, go ahead and get out of the car now, sir.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
You can tell, I think, the people that are trying to help you.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
My name is Dylan, and I just wanted to tell you that I think, Don, you should listen to your wife because you don't want to cause more troubles for yourself.
Okay. You don't want to cause more troubles, and he's going to go hunt some rabbits.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
Man, I just want you to quit talking, but I'm getting an upset stomach. It's like my mom and dad arguing, and I can't take it anymore.
To check my underpants,
you
dude.
Know what? That is a wonderful, that is the best analogy I've heard. That one today was a little bit like hearing mom and dad argue.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah.
You bastard, you should have given your kid a shovel and a bag of rock salt to dig it out. We'll see you this evening.
Right, there you go, parent of the year. Thank you.
See you this evening. No need for school today, son.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever entertain the possibility that she may be thinking of leaving you after Bart has left the house?
No.
Jesus,
why
not?
Do you people not get this? I don't think you should be calling.
You shouldn't be calling her a C word under any circumstance.
Oh, and you've never called your wife a C?
No, I haven't.
No, you know, you're another one of these guys that gets his rocks off by causing trouble. Right?
No, Mike. And Mike, you need to drink more during the weekend.
You know what? Listen.
You're much more funny when you're
hanging.
He's not.
Here's what you don't get. What you don't get is that.
I'm laughing at the guy.
Frida and I have been together almost 23 years.
I do not like it when somebody's busting balls and bust balls and it makes me laugh.
We've had worse fights.
I've
than
had it
this.
Up to here with the likes of you people.
This guy is not serious.
He's doing his own show.
He is doing his own shtick.
You know who's leaving? Sir?
Me.
Right.
There you go.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
This is Kathy. I don't think Frida faults you. I think you guys are doing exactly what my fiancé and I do. And it's like a nightmare. Like, she's completely frustrated, you're completely pissed off, and I don't think
we have to hit the delay you used tonight.
You can't say the F word.
Kathy.
Yes.
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. By the way, I love you.
You say you're engaged?
Yes.
Would you mind if I asked you a personal question?
Not at all.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I came to your place when you had to go into the mud for the ring thing. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I said Christy McNichol, and you guys were like, no way.
We thought you were better looking?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I just was
curious. I don't think you can get much.
Well, Christy McNichol, I mean...
Continue
your conversation with Don. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's okay. And I also called in once before when I did the ubby-dubby talk.
Okay.
So, Don...
What?
Seriously.
Seriously?
It's like you've got to bring it back a notch because I don't think she thinks that you screwed up. Honestly, I've got to call
her. All right, thank you, honey. Okay, what? Thanks.
No, really.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He said thank you!
Well, you're welcome, but I have...
Bye! He said thank you! Let it go!
Let it go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
I love you guys.
Right.
No, really?
Yeah, the whole thing would have gone better if you didn't have to mention that Christy McNichol thing.
Goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bye. Bye.
Of course, the fiancé.
Goodbye.
Yeah, well, no, that wouldn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just got to say you guys rock.
Yeah.
I love the way you keep it real because, you know, sometimes you just hear this crap when people try to pretend everything's okay. And you guys are like your role models.
You're real in the field.
I used to pretend it was okay. We did.
You are funny.
I really did, though.
You are funny.
No, I really think, I mean, talking about keeping it real, a thought in my mind is, always has been, that if I didn't do that, and you know I used to, you know, hey, everything's fine, like that, that maybe if I vented in this forum, that it would have been helpful. Because when you vent in this forum, it, there's a little less venting that needs to be done in the home forum.
And
I mean, I really believe that, and I think that maybe
there's going to be some venting going on during the commercial sets here,
of course. But by venting this occasionally, I think it would have been helpful. And but you know, there's you know, that's one person's act on this show, and I was never going to do that. You know,
hello.
She would have loved to get on and talk about me.
Hello,
she would have.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. We're doing great.
Hey, listen, as someone who's been married for just about as long as you have,
yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you. I listened to the whole thing,
yeah,
and you did nothing wrong. I mean, your wife didn't even take the time to ask you what you said. She didn't take the time. She just assumed that you screwed up, man, and that's, like, totally wrong.
Well, it's because I do have up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, your relationship with your wife is awesome on the show, and you know, I really enjoy it, but she should have given you the benefit of the doubt that they screwed up.
Now, with that said, hold on, sir.
Having said that,
you're not helping his cause. If that radio is on right now,
right,
that's not helping Don's cause.
She's pissed off.
You know, but I'm not trying to help the cause because I know she's mad. But she has to understand that.
You got to understand. I got to go home with that tonight. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So now we got a break.
Yeah, well, I'll leave the room.
Say, baby, hey.
We got that.
Girl, say.
We got that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead,
Dave. I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Sounds more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Frank.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go and check. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show. With moods as dark as Cabernet, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. We got it worked out.
Good.
I am not rehashing it again.
Now, you spent the better part of that
you
break.
People.
You spent the better part of that break doing that, and that's fine.
Fair enough.
Weege.
And I heard that everything's smoothed out.
Weege got the apology that we wanted.
Good.
I had to apologize for the C-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You always have to apologize for that one.
Yep.
She apologized, you know, for saying that I hadn't handled things.
Right, right.
And there you go.
There it is.
That's
it's all about compromise.
Done.
All done.
Done and done. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, man, I sympathize with you, but you got to start talking to your lady and sit her down and have a nice heart-to-heart and say, honey, I love you. If she starts it before you go into work or at work, say, look, I'm at work, I'm going to work,
hey,
I can't
deal
with this right now.
Douche, now that I'm calmed down a little bit, and I was emotional a second ago, douche, did it ever occur to you, douche, that if it was truly a serious, deal-breaking, serious, and I mean, you know, life-affecting type argument situation with my wife, do you really think, douche, that I would allow that anywhere near the radio, douche? Do you, douche? Or are you so stupid, douche, that you think that I would do that, douche? Hello, douche?
Hey, douche. It doesn't really matter how life-threatening it is.
No, douche.
Can be life-threatening.
Douche, what you're saying is... douche, you know, tell your old lady, you know, not to bother you during the show, blah, blah, blah. It's serious. My point is...
Do we even know whether this gentleman's married or not?
I'm going to guess no.
Yes, I'm married.
You're married?
Yes, I am.
How long?
Okay.
How long?
About 21 years.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I believe that.
Nor do I. But that's...
Well, my wife's sitting right here. You want to say something to her?
Sitting? Is she sitting or sitting?
But that's neither here nor there. The point is, I'm doing an entertainment show, and sometimes I argue with my wife on the radio because it's entertainment. It's a good forum for me to get it out of my system, and a lot of people can relate to it.
So you like airing your dirty laundry over the air just because it's entertaining?
How long have you listened to this show?
A long time, and I listen to a lot of
What's your point?
Stuff.
You know what you are. You like all these guys are calling, am what you are, and I am an objective party sitting over here. You are troublemaker.
But douche,
all
I'll
right,
tell
whatever.
You.
You are not whatever. That's what you're doing.
But douche, let me explain to you once again. If it was truly dirty laundry, you'd never hear it.
Well, I understand you do it all for entertainment. I appreciate that.
No, you don't. You don't. You know, that's why I'm having to speak to you as if I was speaking.
You don't have the tools to fix it.
This
because
is,
you want to air it all.
I don't.
Are you a licensed psychotherapist? Are you a counselor?
I don't air it all. I air what I choose for you to hear. What I think my audience will be amused by, can relate to, may listen to. But the underlying message in all of it is, no matter what happens, I love her and she loves me. Now, God forbid, if it ever really ever did go south.
Well, if it ever went south, you'd probably do what I did, which is you present what you can present, and you do so to try to make it as entertaining as possible. You don't let people know the truth, that there you were, sitting there with your still beating heart ripped out of your chest.
Well, now, see.
For everybody to see. Have your life, have your human beingness filleted and opened up like a fish.
See, that's not what Frieda and I are doing. We're arguing about a car being towed.
Incidentally, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all, what I just said.
We are arguing about a car not being towed.
I am arguing about my life.
Douche. Do you understand yet?
Well, he should. His wife is sitting right there next to him.
Douche, do you get it yet? Hello, douche.
I guess he's long gone.
Douche is gone.
There we are.
There you go.
Are we still taking calls for strip trivia?
We are. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Donna Mike.
Yeah, I'm a tow truck driver, and I spent the whole day with people bitching at me. I just want to know if you wanted to bitch at me, too.
No, sir.
It is that time of year. It is that time of year. I think a lot of people are are bitching at one another.
Late Hello. February.
Donna Mike Show.
It's the worst Hello. Time of the year.
It is.
Late February, the single worst time of the year.
We're going crazy.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Donna and Mike.
Hello, I can't tell if you're talking to me or not.
Oh, my God.
Why is that?
I think I was supposed to get some sort of bling or some sort of notice that I'm on the air.
No, is this the very first time? You know, the phones do sound weird. Why do the phones sound weird?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
What can we do for you?
Oh, my husband and I would like to do the strip trivia.
Ah, very nice. Where are you calling from?
Stafford, Virginia.
Oh.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Nicole Kidman in the movie The Others, except with red hair.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. All right,
very,
hold on.
Very nice.
We look forward to getting your information.
Okay.
Hey, hold on.
Wait, I did hear that kind of like echo
yes.
on the phone line.
That may be because these are on the new phone system, which I think they're still working the bugs out of.
Fine tuning.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Super.
Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Come on, yeah. Stop it.
Hey, this is Slammer. How you doing?
Hi, Slammer.
My nickname.
Hey, I just think that you need more Ann in your relationship. You don't have any Ann.
This has got to be a joke.
I'm serious.
I don't have any what?
You need more hand. You need the upper hand.
More hand?
You let your wife walk all over you.
Now, Buzz, you balled your hand
I
into
think
a
that's
fist.
What, because I think that's what he means.
But I think maybe the hand can be used for other things that are of a more peaceful nature.
Of course it can, but I think that's what he means.
Did you?
Real quick, can I just say one thing real quick?
Yeah, and I guess he does have the name Slammer, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I didn't watch the Grammys last night because I knew it was going to be a bash fest against President Bush in the war.
He said bash.
This guy's got a nickname anyway. We shouldn't have taken
it. Oh, that's right. Slammer.
Slammer, no Slammer, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jim from Pennsylvania.
Hello, gentle person.
Good evening.
Hi. My 9-year-old daughter has something to say to Don.
Great.
Let's bring it. Let's bring it. You know what? Your 9-year-old daughter shouldn't be involved in the show.
Well, she wants everybody to stop calling in about Don's problem.
You know, but your 9-year-old daughter, this is a show for adults.
Put your daughter on. I'd love to talk to her. Tell her what a dick her dad is.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Stop.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I think that everyone's calling in about Don's problems. I think everyone's an idiot because they should just leave you alone and let you get on with your life. Hey. The argument about you...
very nice.
You know what? Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to let you do this because the kid is absolutely right. The kid is giving.
But
I'm
just going to tell the kid something.
Cruel to a kid because
no, I'm not, Mike. No. What are you going to tell her? Something. I'm just going to say.
Don't say anything bad about her dad.
Daddy's a dummy.
You just had to because it was a kid. Because
your daddy's a dummy.
No, he's not. Your dad's a very smart guy.
No, your daddy's a dummy.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Bye.
Stay in school.
Don't look at me in the...
Well, Jesus Christ.
Well, normally...
She's 9 years old.
Right, we got a rule anyway.
Right.
We got a rule about...
That's
kids
right.
Anyway
I know. I know.
Jesus.
She couldn't have said anything, could she?
Right. No.
She couldn't have said anything at all, even though that was a... That call, what she was saying, was something that you completely agreed
it
with.
It was probably a 9-year-old...
You still had to say that her daddy's a dummy.
Yes, a 9-year-old probably said the smartest thing...
Absolutely.
...that has been said.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But...
And she was coached by her father.
I know.
And then you still said her father was a dummy, and I say, why? Why? What is the reason?
I'm trying to do a show.
No, that's not totally right.
Hello, Don. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, it's Steve. How you doing?
Steve.
Listen, I hate to follow this cute little girl, too, man. Whatever I say is going to make me look pretty stupid.
Yeah, right? Man.
Hang up,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, dude. Here, all I wanted to say was that your show is so good that we hold you to a little bit of a higher standard. It's like going to Disney World listening to your show. And once in a while, we get reminded of our own crummy lives when you start having problems with your family. But on the other hand, when things are going good with your family, like watching Bart grow up, it's great. So all I'm saying is that we hold you to the highest possible.
That you only want to hear good stuff?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, Thumbelina. Okay, go get back in the... and that's not Thumbelina. Who am I thinking of? It's...
Who are you thinking of? Your
fan? No. Who's the girl? It starts with a P. The girl...
Pollyanna.
Okay, Pollyanna.
I'll just stick my head in the sand.
Right, that's it.
Good, but you guys are still the best.
And this, once again, his real mission was not to offer an opinion. It was to be on the radio and cause more trouble.
Of course. Hello, Don and Mike.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, great.
Hey, my name's Will. I'm a dumbass caller for the first time, and I think we ought to get rid of the rest of the dumbass callers and have a no-caller show, because I think we've all lost the privilege today.
No, not if you're going to play strip trivia with your wife.
Correct, of which I think maybe this is what that is. Dale?
Hey.
Don and Mike, hello.
How you doing, Don?
Best day of my life.
I thought so.
Best
Monday
I've had.
I don't want to talk about your wife. I want to play strip trivia.
There you go.
Right. What about your wife?
She's in.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe him?
No. You're right. Your wife really wants to do this?
Sure.
Can we speak to her?
She's not here. I'm at work.
Have you called her and talked to her?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
All right. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Seemed like now you're coming back down.
Hump.
Now you're coming back down to my level. Welcome back, Mike.
Well, that guy just, was the prototype of the individuals you were talking about. When the women call in, it's much more credible.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
I think the important thing is that Bart's okay. And Mike,
yeah.
I bet you smell real good today.
You know, I happen to be wearing a new cologne. Thank you very much for noticing.
How did you know?
Well, you haven't been drinking all weekend, so I bet you smell real nice.
Well, I smell good whether I've been drinking or not. What the F is that supposed to mean?
Well, sometimes that after smell when someone's been drinking heavy.
Well, usually my last cocktail is in the wee hours of Sunday morning, and by the time Monday rolls along, and it's Monday afternoon.
He's cleaned up.
And I will admit that there may have been one or two shows in my past where I have a stunk of booze.
All that I'm saying,
hello, Don and Mike,
is give peace a chance. All that I'm saying to you is give peace a chance.
Okay.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend.
And here I am thinking I'm getting a real compliment from a woman, and it's like, hey, I bet you don't stink of booze.
Well, when we come back, James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
Great.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Anyway, it's his birthday tomorrow.
He's the nicest guy in the world. That's why I was being sarcastic.
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Is it?
And they want his friends to call in. He's going to come to the office tomorrow. They're going to play him a tape of people saying stuff to him.
Okay.
So when we come back, the people from Fox will call us, and we'll think of something witty to say to our good friend.
All right.
James Brown. Okay?
Couldn't think of a better name for it.
Yeah. Me either. And, you know, the whole show, we've still never gotten to these tapes.
And it sounds to me like the Dustin Hoffman is a winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
Really. Say, baby, hey. Hey.
Girl, say.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you. I clean you. I dress you. And what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Operating under the Jolly Directive. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see if we can move on.
Very good.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you'd take an engaged couple for strip trivia.
Yes. Engaged? Yes.
Okay. I'd love to.
Wednesday strip trivia, we're playing for a trip to the Caribbean and $1,000.
Ooh.
Trip to the Caribbean includes airfare, everything, courtesy of ABC.
Nice.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Right.
Here's tonight on ABC.
And who is the celebrity you most resent?
Caller Meg Ryan.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yes, husbands and wives will be playing. And
you know what tells me, really, though, that people are interested in this? Through all the stuff we've had on the show today, I mean, people have been blasting through trying to get involved. And normally, aren't we just sitting here begging our asses off?
Well, maybe it's because it's husbands and wives.
I think you might be. We might have discovered something here.
And the deal is, if a husband gets the question wrong, the wife takes an article off.
Mm-hmm.
If the wife gets the question wrong, the husband takes the article off.
That's right.
The couple with the most clothes left at the end win the $1,000 and the trip.
Right.
And hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
And Mike.
Hey, and Mike. And Buzz. And
Hi.
Rob.
Howdy.
Hey. Yo. Hey, listen.
Yo.
Yeah, go ahead, ask.
Yo.
Go ahead, ask.
Yo.
Hey, listen. it's Bart's car that you're trying to get out of that snowbank?
Man, you made your... Right, you tie a leather strap around them and have them hanging out of them.
Shouldn't he be in them driving classes on the weekend anyway?
Who does he sound? Who does this guy sound like?
I don't know if he's calling from Philly.
Well, you know, I'm Johnny Paycheck. I'm on tour.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Bye, ass.
Johnny Paycheck is on tour of cemeteries, isn't he?
Yes, he probably is. Just one.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Hey. Hold up, fellas. I don't move. Let's get real, real gone.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. Boy, do we need that. Fellas, don't move. Don't move.
Let's get real, real gone. Change.
Don and Mike. Hello.
It's Wednesday night.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Can you? I was trying to explain to my sister how you guys do that CSI thing. Can you do one of those?
Sure.
The only cemetery Johnny Paycheck is playing to is the one he's buried in.
Thank you, guys.
You want to do one, Don?
Yeah. I took my car to the service station. It was a station, all right. No service.
It was a simple trip. Take the car to the gas station. Little did he know. He would have been better off going to the cleaners. That helps just like a good joke if you don't, like, trip on your right molar when you're telling it. And here I am getting mad at myself now.
Don't get mad, Mike.
I'm sorry, but just... Oh, damn.
Thank you, guys.
Mike is the clown, laughing on the outside, crying on the inside.
Mike laughs on the outside, cries on the inside. The question is, where does he kill? Man, and the one, the repeat that I saw was the best one I have ever seen.
Which one?
It was the one where they went out and it was the realtor guy that faked the being concerned about his girlfriend. I really never seen a better episode of CSI. With the finger in the little,
yeah.
I thought that was really the best one I've ever seen.
It's a really good
where
one.
Where he dupes Marge Helgenberger all the way.
It's from the second season, right, Buzz?
Yes, it is. Right. Oh, never seen that one before. It was fantastic.
Hey, Dynamite.
Who is the broadcasting? Hey, Don, I think you're doing the right thing by letting it just kind of lay down. And then...
And what better way? And, sir, what better way to keep it laid down than by you calling and saying that?
No.
Ass.
If you go in a couple of days and chew the ass right off of the no-rent grease monkey that screwed you out of a whole good weekend.
Okay, all right. he, I do believe, even though I called him ass, yeah. I believe his heart was in the right place.
Yeah, and my weekend was fine. My weekend was great. Yeah. I had the nice thing with the general manager Friday night. My wife did the thing with my kid on Saturday, and I thank God I didn't have to do. We went to the nice party on Saturday night.
Everybody's happy. I had a great weekend, too, I outside of having to go to Carlos A. Queso. Which is Chuck E. Cheese, for those people that might attend another one, some other regions of the country. The one I go to really ought to be renamed Carlos A. Queso.
United Nations.
Yes, absolutely. It's really not the United Nations. It's one area. If you're looking at a globe, there's only one area where you could really zero in. Yes. Welcome to Carlos A. Queso.
Do you got the number for this thing?
Yeah,
is that what you're calling?
Yeah, you want to do it?
Yeah. The deal is this, that... what a lousy birthday present this is. Our friend James Brown from Fox.
JB.
Tomorrow's his birthday. So they called up and they said they want a bunch of his friends to call in and tell him happy birthday.
Okay.
And they're going to put it on a tape.
And play it at his birthday?
I guess.
Well, we can say how late that is.
I mean,
yeah.
That really sucks.
Right.
Like, that's the best present you can get?
I think we have our theme. You know, it's like when you're looking for a theme in college or a theme in, in composition class.
I mean, the guy is the main guy on the Fox NFL Sunday.
Right.
We got it right here, Robbie?
Okay.
It'll be ringing to this guy's voicemail. Ring to this guy's voicemail. We'll leave the message on his voicemail.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. What?
These are going to be played on his radio show on his birthday.
Sporting
a great day.
Doesn't count.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, JB.
This is Don and Mike.
We just want to say this really sucks for you, man. It's your birthday, and the best thing to do is get people to call in and leave you messages.
You know what you do. For a man of your stature, you don't have people just call up and record greetings. What you do is you get women.
And booze.
And fire trucks.
And water balloons.
And you have a real birthday, not just a bunch of lame people like us, Don and Mike, saying happy birthday.
But listen, happy birthday.
That's what they wanted us to do for you. And get better friends.
And if you want to get laid... call us. Happy birthday, JB.
You do not look 29.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
Good day to you, sir. We said good day.
Very good.
Okay. There you go. So that's all that is.
Very good.
What's all this, then?
Really? Jesus Christ. He's on Sporting News Radio. You might as well open the window. You could reach more people.
Jesus Christ. Man, I mean, you know, you do that for radio anniversaries. Like, if you've been on the air for a long time, that's when you have people that are in the business give you greetings. You don't do it for just a birthday. Was it a special birthday, or what? Was it his 50th?
I don't think he's that old.
No, I don't either.
They're also probably chipping in and buying him a new sport jacket.
he has plenty of them, Rob. Come on now. Yes. I know you think he only has one blue one.
anyway, he's our friend. Yeah. What the hell?
He is. Good guy.
But that's a sucky gift. I just want to say, on my birthday, if you're wondering, the next show birthday coming up, March 8th, Rob A. Spiewak.
All right, absolutely.
Imagine how pissed he would be if he came in and we said, Rob, here's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tape.
Right.
A bunch of people saying, happy birthday, Rob.
Rob, did you like my birthday present that I gave you this year early?
Oh, I did very much.
There you go. This Amy's smart enough. What did I give you?
This year?
Yeah.
It was a motorized bar stool.
No, wrong.
It was wrong? What
I
was
gave
it?
You a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Didn't have to pay for it, but it's yours.
Ah, there you go. The awkward trip that Fred and I will be taking this weekend.
With the Spiewak.
You know what?
To Las Vegas.
Actually, it was discussed, you know, if the flight is full, how we would break up if we couldn't get four seats together.
Yeah.
And the decision that Carrie and I made yesterday, I think you're going to like.
Let me guess. Might that be you and me?
Yes.
There you go.
Amen.
That's the way to do it.
And you and me closer to the bar.
I apologize for, like, counting that towards your birthday, but really, since the separation, I've become much less thoughtful.
I understand.
I was never
thoughtful.
I was the least thoughtful of all of us on
That's
the show
impossible.
To start with. But Don, what it is, it's just a question of getting even less thoughtful than I was before.
Will you not make me a card?
I'll make you a card.
You better make
And I'll throw you a little cash.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Henry from Sacramento.
Yeah, Henry.
I'm ready for the dance.
Why? What do you want?
The Sacramento dance.
What do you want?
No, actually, I just wanted to let you know that I heard Leah Remini on another talk show.
Oh,
a morning talk show.
Oh, on Howard? Yeah.
On Howard Stern, yeah.
Yeah, she's been on Howard before and will probably be on Howard again.
Oh, okay.
BFD?
BFD?
Absolutely.
Right. All righty then.
You know, that's covered ground, sir.
Okay. Just checking.
Thank you. Thank you for being vigilant.
Love you guys, though. You're great.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, that was not Kevin James on the Grammys. Was Leah on the Grammys?
I do not believe so.
Okay.
I do not believe so.
All right.
Kevin came out with Ja Rule.
I saw that. With his hat. With Kevin's hat.
Dumb hat.
Hairline.
Take you to New York!
Somebody ought to tell him, lose the hat.
Yeah.
And you think maybe he's got the hat because maybe he's had another, series of plugs?
Had the hair plugs. Okay, well, we come back.
Yes?
We still have not gotten to the Grammy tapes today.
Right.
Look at this. I had a whole show. I had Satan. I had Joe Ardinger.
I had Satan.
Tomorrow. We did get some couples, though, for Wednesday's strip trivia.
I really think that the married couples and engaged couples strip trivia is very, very popular.
And Mike, hold on a second. Hello? Don and Mike.
Yes, I'd like to be on strip trivia.
Yes, baby.
How you doing?
No, fine.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, and your man's down with this?
Baby.
Trivia?
Hi there.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Demi Moore?
Mm-hmm. You sound, you know, pardon me, but you sound like maybe you would be a woman of color.
No.
Really?
No. There's M. Demi. There's Demi Moore. You may remember me when I was married to the Bruce Willises.
So you want to play strip trivia?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I'm willing to do anything right now.
What's your fiance's or husband's name?
John.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Hello. That's Demi Moore. Maybe you see me in my movie, Stripteases. I show my boobies in that movies.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't seem to be laughing or taking anything. I mean, we think you're scamming us.
No, I'm not.
Hello. This is Demi Moore's. You may have seen me in my movie, G.I. James.
Hey, a big hit.
All right, we'll leave you on hold.
Okay,
hold on. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it. Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
Right. Gotcha.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
the Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
We get phone numbers here. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
I'm not on, but I'll tell you what I'm on.
No, you're getting on. Canada, 800-636-6410. And D.C., 202-432-1067. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Don.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yes.
You got all these rappers out in the world today, right? And they're entertaining for us, right? Yes,
right.
And they always seem that they're always smoking and having fun and relaxing. And we just want to know if you and Mike smoke, because you guys are so on point.
I used to get high all the time. I haven't gotten high. I'm coming up on 5 years.
I heard you talk about that earlier, but
without
just
getting
listening
high.
To what just happened with Freed and everything and the way you guys just handled it, you just feed off each other so good.
And I don't, years and years ago, I had a very bad experience with it, and I don't do it at all. I don't prefer it. I don't like it. And it gets in the way of my drinking.
Right on. Thank you, my friend.
It makes your voice deep like Buzz.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you all this evening?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good, good. Congratulations on all the congratulations you've been getting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I was out there Thursday night, guys. First of all, I had a great time. And you were talking about the young lady in the blue earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Buzz. She wasn't a real leather face.
No.
You know, more of a crushed velvet.
You know what I'd like to do? If possible, I'd like to just move forward past that entire...
Okay, all right, Don. I understand you've had a rough day there.
That entire thing.
I can put in a call to OJ if you want me to, Don.
No, listen. I love her. I don't want to kill her. I don't need to call OJ to kill
my
wife.
See, I wasn't moving backwards with that last call. I was moving forward in thinking of that woman's rack.
No,
but then again, I'm in a much different space.
Yeah, but see... It would be moving backwards for me because the Leatherface thing is part of the jolly thing.
But you know, you understand though that ain't even part of the equation anymore.
Don and Mike, hello.
Isn't that right, Buzz?
That's right, Mike.
Hello.
Unlike Buzz, though, I didn't write down all the details.
Adam.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I like summer for strip trivia.
Come again?
The strip trivia.
What?
I like to sign up for it.
Okay, do you want your wife to play?
Yes, I do.
Have you asked your wife?
No, I haven't talked to her yet.
Yeah,
all right. Good. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don and Mike, hello.
What's
up? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
How old are you?
9.
Oh, now listen, we already had a 9-year-old on the air today.
I know. I wanted to do it in the car. Little girl, she said... she likes the show, and she said...
Put your parent on.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
That's Mom.
Hello?
Hi, what did Rob write?
Nothing. Rob has put a sticker in front of me.
Hello?
We made a donation to get a sticker.
Uh-huh.
We're officially supporters of the 2003 Special Olympics.
Very good. I'm glad you guys made a donation.
Very nice.
We made the donation, and we got some nice stickers.
And he picked that particular time to put the sticker up.
To point out that he's got the sticker on my...
That's the way Rob does
it. Plexiglass.
Right.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
You know the show's not for children.
I know it, and I monitor the show for him. And he wanted to tell you something.
I want to tell you something, that he should not call us until he is 18.
That's the way it works. No, that's not funny. That's a very serious rule on the show.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
he said that you can't call him until you're 18, Joey.
Right.
No.
Okay, now you've explained that to him, okay?
Yes, and he's saying no.
Is it clear to you?
It's clear to me.
Very good.
All right. Make sure you tell him or we're going to start talking about where babies come from.
Where babies come from?
Yes. You don't want that to happen.
They don't want us to start talking about where babies come from.
No. We will.
He said they will.
We will. And we'll tell them what a whore his mom is.
Oh!
No, his mom is not a whore.
Okay.
Joey, do you know what a whore is?
No.
Okay.
Mother of the year.
You know what? Hey, Mother of the Year, why don't you keep your bad parenting to yourself?
Can he tell you what he wants to say?
No.
No!
What, don't you get it, lady?
Unless he wants to say that he wants to be adopted by somebody else, the answer, ma'am, would be no.
I mean, having your child involved in an adult radio program is a bad idea.
I mean,
how clear do we have to make it to you?
If you want to listen and you want to monitor...
Say again?
If you want to listen and you want to monitor, that's fine, but don't call with the bastard child on the telephone.
Hey, he's not a bastard. He has a father. And I get it. And you know what?
You're the bastard.
You guys there?
You're the bastard.
Hello?
You're the bastard. Yeah.
Yeah, keep the child away from the show.
Your mommy's a dumb bitch.
I think she's gone. Hello?
Mommy's a dumb bitch.
It's the only way we can keep them away. She wasn't getting it, was she?
No, not at all.
She wasn't getting it.
No, really, she didn't.
I mean, you got to make it clear.
Amazing.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I thought my call was going to be stupid after that. I don't think it's going to be stupid anymore.
Nah, don't worry, honey.
Can I make a request?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's a prayer request. A terrorist killed my dog yesterday. So I was just wondering if you guys could keep him in your prayers.
What?
Who killed your dog?
A terrorist.
A terrorist killed your dog?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Philly.
You're calling from Philadelphia. How do you know that a terrorist killed your dog?
He was wearing a shirt that said, I'm a terrorist, and he killed my dog with a snowball.
He killed your dog with
a
snowball.
A common terrorist tool.
Okay, you know what? Goodbye, honey.
Okay, bye.
What's going on today? What the hell's wrong?
This is a time capsule show.
Uh-huh.
Really, somebody dig a hole right now in the backyard. Time capsule show. Do I have time for the Grammys?
Yeah, you do, but you've got to be quick.
Okay. And then I do want to tell you just listen for this right now. Call 100. Okay, dial recklessly.
All of our listeners at institutions all over America.
877-365-3636. Oh, Rob, as a joke, since the dog was killed,
right?
Maybe it was a terrorist. Get it?
Yeah.
See how he wrote?
Yeah, I understand.
Terrier and then ist. Yeah.
Late February.
Yes, it is late February.
And now he's
for Rob.
Now he's pointing to the Special Olympics.
A cheap bailout, Rob.
Midline might be competing.
Listen, who do we? All we have now for the 100th call. We have tickets that have just gone on sale for the Summer Sanitarium Tour, FedEx Field in D.C. on July 18. Win these before you can buy them. Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park,
Al Poda,
Deftones, and Mudvayne. Okay?
You didn't even get my joke, Rob.
That is Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Deftones, Mudvayne. 100th caller, now, 877-365-3636.
Rough.
Win before you can buy.
Very good.
All right, so last night, the Grammys.
Yes.
Here you go. Here's the open. Dustin Hoffman, Simon and Garfunkel, sing The Sounds of Silence.
Is this his speech?
And here's Dustin Hoffman introducing Simon and Garfunkel.
Ain't nothing like live. Good evening. They said don't eat the mic. The Grammys are back in New York for the first time in 5 years.
And you got to listen, he's so effed up, Dustin Hoffman.
And you know what that means?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, the recipients of the 2003 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, old friends, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel.
Yeah, he's slurring, but he's relatively lucid there.
Right. So now...
Sounds of Silence.
They sing, and now you're going to get the long version with the welcome, 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 and screwing up Bruce Springsteen's name.
Welcome.
One.
Welcome.
Two.
Welcome.
Three.
Welcome.
Four.
Welcome.
Five.
I don't know about you. But I can't think of a more fitting way to open the show than with Simon and Garfunkel, who defined a generation.
I don't know about you. I was Tootsie.
What?
What?
From that distance, they think I'm Justin Timberlake.
Right.
For the first time ever in the history of the 45 years the Grammy Awards have been going on.
What is his deal?
He's effed up.
One when it started. This show is being hosted by nobody.
You know, he made an acceptance speech one time at an award show recently, which I thought was one of the most, like, lucid, just incredibly artistic. Do you remember the one I'm talking about, Rob? What's that?
Golden Globes.
But the Golden Globes. I mean, it was definitely one of your actor speeches, but it was a good actor speech.
He now goes ahead, as far as I'm concerned, of Al Pacino.
Right.
Al Pacino had been the king of coming up and making these speeches.
Right.
Where you don't know if he's drunk or high.
I'm wondering, yeah, and that's the thing. You don't know whether this is... And it also speaks to, I wonder how many of these people... It's obviously a nerve-wracking thing to do these award shows. I wonder... If it's a medication thing where it just wasn't dialed in, you know?
Except by the people of New York City.
All right, that's pandering.
Mm-hmm.
That just works.
But even that is except.
And I'm going to prove it to you.
Yes, yes.
Bruce Springsteen.
That's a big one.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band from New Jersey. That's close enough.
God, you see sound effed up.
Totally. Eminem.
Not from New York.
Detroit.
Yeah. What's up, Detroit?
The Dixie Chicks.
Oh, and they were cross-eyed last night. They really were mine.
Dixie. And so many other great musical artists. And right now, my children have coached me arduously. Say baby, hey. Girl say, Orange County, no doubt.
And he's introducing No Doubt.
Moron.
Wow. That's just horrible.
All right, I'll give you one more. So, like we were saying earlier, they go through the whole thing. No anti-war stuff. Who's the one guy who gets it in?
Who got it in?
Fred Durst.
Great.
So here he is. Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eve and Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst.
And now listen, the made-up word is...
Agreeance.
Agreeance. No such word.
Right.
Listen to Fred Durst.
Since the 1950s, rock has meant many things to millions of people.
It definitely has, and before I say the rest, I just really hope we all are in agreement that this war should go away as soon as possible. And besides that, hard rock was forged back in the 70s and has rocked our world in different ways ever since.
Okay.
Well done.
Agreement. Yeah.
Thanks, Fred. Welcome.
Kind of weird that we didn't get that through.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you, too.
Welcome.
Three.
Welcome.
One more.
Welcome.
Hey, baby.
Say, baby. Say, baby. Hey. Girl say. Girl say.
Oh, my God. You think he was just uptight because it was the Grammys and he was out of his element? He wasn't with his film homies.
Yeah.
Who knows? But he was either it was medication or booze. Who knows?
Or
both. Or... Well, how old is Dustin Hoffman?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
not that old,
one man found a way 50s. To bring good news to his people.
55, 56.
He made it up.
This is what you're talking about, being senile. Right?
We want you to say, hey, baby.
Let me give these tickets away.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Lewis.
Hold on a second. Before we find out who's going to be on the news show, hello, Dynamite Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, my friend. Who's this?
This is Alan from Fairfax, Virginia. How the hell are you guys?
All right, Alan, we're doing great. Now, listen, you have won the first pair of tickets. We got a gazillion of these to give away.
All right.
You guys got to be freaking kidding me.
Summer Sanitarium Tour, FedEx Field, July 18th. You won them before you could buy them. Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, Deftones, and Mudvayne.
Man, I have been listening to you guys faithfully ever since I moved into this area. I have tried to call you guys dozens of times, never got through. Bam. First time I tried to call for a contest right there. I can't.
There you go. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, 1 o'clock at Ticketmaster. Go online, Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy, my friend. I'm telling you, we got these things coming out our ass.
Amen.
Well, hey, I'll take all you got.
Thank you. Have a great time with the show.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Hold on just a second.
Way to right. poop him out some tickets.
I do want to mention that we do thank Ticketmaster for, as the kids say, hooking us up.
Yes, Master.
With all the tickets we have for the Summer Sanitarium Tour, and we'll continue to give them away. Now, Buzz, please, lead story today.
Today, is U2's Bono the leader for a new millennium?
I don't know. Good chance for Mike to do that impression, though.
Oh, it's bloody good.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That is very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wearing Cuban heels and cowboy hats, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now here's Buzzy. Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former President Bill Clinton says U2 frontman Bono is a leader, and I quote, "We should follow in the new millennium." Clinton praised Bono over the weekend at a ceremony honoring the singer's charity work, especially in AIDS awareness and the famine in Africa. Clinton says Bono gets the credit for bringing Republicans and Democrats together so Congress would pass a bill to provide debt relief for Africa.
I'm very happy with them. Getting strong thumbs by Bill Clinton to see eye to eye on the bloody problems that they had, and I'm glad to be celebrating this in this fine Ooptown location.
Why do you wear those dumb blue glasses?
The glasses I wear are just covering my eyes. They produce a nice level of mystique for me, and they make me feel good about myself.
Yeah, stop yourself from saying good. Had to be God.
It's good. It's good.
God.
Good.
G-U-D.
Good. And the glasses, they're not always blue. Sometimes they're red and sometimes they're yellow. So, you know, I just don't want us to F up the mainstream, man. You know, you don't play the clubs. I like playing the clubs as much as the stadiums. And if that's what we can do to fight world hunger about absolutely plenty. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No,
not a lot of it.
Good. Good for you.
Well, according
to... Hi, Booze.
Hi, Bono. Good to see you.
How are you, Booze?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you.
How's the nose?
Love your work. It's good, thank you.
Excellent.
Quoting Clinton, he did something I couldn't. He convinced Jesse Helms to be for it, the help for South Africa. I love this man because he has a mind and a heart, said Clinton.
He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Bono, meanwhile, used the occasion to express his opinion about the war being planned by the current president. Quoting him, we do not need to make a martyr out of Saddam Hussein.
Nice Bush. Watch out for that George Bush. George Bush. Not necessarily a good moon.
Britney Spears says she is not a cocaine addict, and
she's a sleut.
Going to court to prove it.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Ah, yes, siree. What if I could say that word?
She's good luck.
We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Don't say it to your wife.
Well, that's taboo.
Yes. Britney is reportedly planning to sue the Star tabloid for a story that says she uses cocaine.
Sodom, you sleut.
Quoting Britney's spokeswoman, the only one guilty of doing cocaine has to be the source of this story. It's simply not true.
Never saw the light of day. That
was a shame.
Sorry,
shame. Oh, makes me want to say it 15 times fast.
We had Bono saying the C word.
Yes.
With the funny pronunciation.
That's true. I suppose it's all about context.
It had to be here. The Star says the source is a member of her entourage who says he saw what he saw on November 14th at the Crowbar Club in Miami.
Oh, the Crowbar.
He says afterwards she asked a friend to check her nose for white powder.
The tabloid and Britney's record label have not yet commented on it.
I don't care for that juiced and timber hump, though.
We have run out of songs.
Room.
There are only 8 notes and only so many combinations of those mathematically, even with rhythmic changes. To me, this explains all the sampling we hear in music now.
No, listen, there's great music all the time. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. Say, baby, hey. Girl, say.
What was I thinking?
Silly Dustin.
He's 60,
silly Dustin.
He's 66, by the way. I looked that up.
66?
And now, apparently, we've run out of movie ideas.
Movies.
Mike Myers has just signed a deal with DreamWorks wherein he will insert himself, other actors, and new plots into existing films.
I like Goldmember.
Quoting Myers, film sampling is an exciting way to put an original spin on existing films and allow audiences to see old movies in a new light.
I like movies.
He won't say yet which movies he'd like to change.
What movies do you like?
Oh, I like a lot of movies.
I like drama.
Yeah?
He likes pornos.
Yes,
I do. Pornos. Ooh, yes.
But would you say pornos?
Pornos.
You know who you should check out? Andrew Blake.
Andrew Blake, he's good.
A rich guy.
I'm tired of this exercise.
You've grown weary.
It's making my brain hurt.
A rich guy has just spent $1 million on his wife's birthday present, which was a private concert by Paul McCartney. Yes, he's doing birthday parties now.
Ah, that's what I should have done.
The San Diego financier is married to the executive producer of CNN's Larry King Live, and she has just turned 50. McCartney took the
game. How many levels is that crap on?
About 3 or 4.
The worst, though, for Paul.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Paul.
Yeah.
What's Paul thinking?
He's doing bar mitzvahs now.
Right.
McCartney took the gig, promising to donate the money to an anti-landmines charity. The birthday girl broke into tears when she heard the news, and she did that in front of 150 guests, including Katie Couric and Larry King. McCartney did the Beatles' birthday.
You know what? Anybody that thinks that royalty is dead,
right?
We have an elite in this country.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you don't think we have it, we do. So pay attention. It's bad.
There it is.
It's very, very bad.
Very
King.
Bad.
We have our way. You know, the Brits are the only ones that have a royal family. We have a royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Larry King sat next to Katie Couric.
The Zygers.
Producer of a financier.
Right.
The Zygers.
You know, F them all.
King Larry. Yeah.
Including Paul, money-grubbing Paul.
He's giving it to charity.
Yeah, my ass.
Right, I agree.
F him. He's lower than Ringo now.
I mean, really, if you're going to do that, then go do it. Do it for charity.
I'm sorry.
Baby.
I only asked for Boss Gags.
I know. I was going to just comment that all you asked for was Boss Gags.
A good choice.
Much more doable than Paul McCartney.
Yeah, but after today, I think I might want Paul.
Well, we're still 3 years away from the
I think 25th. I'll bump it up a little bit. Elton
right.
John. I'd settle for Elton.
Elton John. You know what I'd love? I'd love. Yeah. And listen, have things really come all the way around with us? We're getting Chinese food tonight.
There you go.
That's the sign to me. That's the sign that we've had a day, and the day is now.
Relax over some MSG.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
That's the sign?
No,
all right.
That's to me.
As long as you're happy.
No, honey. It's a sign to me that we're getting back to normal. I called up.
I did not know that.
Well, no, listen. I called up, and I said, do you want to go out? She said, no. I said, I'd be glad to stop somewhere and pick something up. You name what you'd like. I'll stop at Sutton Place or go to Subway. And she said,
right.
I just get some Chinese.
Sure.
That's all it takes. Get spread it around Chinese. The U.N. Just one giant delivery of Chinese food
that's
and all
it.
Is well.
All right, baby. I love
all
you.
All right. All right. I love you, too.
I love you. And come on. Listen to me now. Sorry about that C word. I mean that. I swear to God.
I know. I heard you apologize.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to win.
All right. All right.
Anyway.
Bye.
So, tonight, put the tape out, Rob. Yeah. Tonight I'll be eating a Chinese person. Yeah, we're going to order from the Happy Family menu.
My favorite dish.
Oh, Christ, we're late. We got a break. Hold on there, bud.
All right.
We will be... What was that? I know.
She says, peace in the valley.
I know. No, no. Right now they're saying... Let me win. If I cannot win, let me brave the attempt.
You used to say, man who uses C-word has hair and egg roll.
Mike, I was given the Special Olympics oath.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Okay. We were on two different things there.
We got there. You go.
Yeah. Okay.
How funny is that? Look at address to Mr. Rob Speedway.
Ah, wonderful.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.